spread the truth. Document it. Prove it. Make it irrefutable, and you too will become dangerous to those who admire us in lies and enslave us in socialism.
But because they are lying, it's possible to expose them. And this is their Achilles heel. By comparison, we have nothing to hide, therefore we have no reason to lie. And we wouldn't want to, even if we could. Truth is a far superior weapon than deceit. It's a weapon which is denied to them. And in the end, it will be the decisive weapon that destroys them completely.
And gentlemen, welcome back. Thank you so much for joining us here today, this eventful Friday. It is October 2nd, 2020, and of course, another thing has been thrown into, another wrench has been thrown into the mechanics, the wheel, the cogs. President Donald Trump has been positively, if it's a positive positive, or maybe it's a positive negative, or maybe it's a false positive, we don't know yet, but they tell us it's a positive COVID-19 test. And obviously, we'll talk more about this a little bit later on here. But yeah, salute to everyone joining us live over on DLive, VK, Float, brand new tube. We also go up on redice.tv/live. And I believe that's the places where you can join us. Actually, Gothic Boar on Twitter as well. And that reminds me, I should retweet that, actually. And I didn't do that before we came on here.
I was looking for that.
It should be up there. I'll see if I can do that here. But yeah, so the number of places you can tune in live. And of course, if you're not joining us live, there's a lot of people tuning in afterwards in the archives, both on BitChute, Library, also, of course, through the websites, Red Ice TV and RedIceMembers.com. Always a pleasure having you with us. Lon Ice with me over there. Salute.
It's been a good day, actually. I don't know if you guys feel it too, but it's just been good energy out and things have been lining up in a different way today. I love it when those days happen, when your day is just kind of easy and things come together.
Yeah, well, you could sleep in a little bit today. Maybe that's
getting some sleep. It's a whole new world when you get a night's sleep, right? Yeah. But beyond that, it's good vibes out. You know, it's fall. Well, the leaves are falling.
Speaking about the salute thing there.
Changing.
Exactly. Autumn is here.
What is this flat thing I was doing? I'm like, what is?
I don't think you do the thumb. You gotta, like, it's very. It's you have
afterwards.
To do
I was
really
like, what the like hell that. Was I doing? You know, I was by myself. No one is telling me fix that angle.
Anyway, check it out, folks. If you haven't seen it yet, never give up. Or on not giving up is the title of the video. It's up right now on redicemembers.com. We got that up here yesterday, so that's another feature just for members, for those of you who do subscribe at redicemembers.com. Definitely check it out if you're new around here or have been watching our stuff for a while, but haven't signed up yet. It's a great way to support us. And, of course, also you get access to a lot of material that you don't get through the normal channels, so to speak. So members-exclusive content for you right there, boys and girls. All right. Otherwise, a lot to dive into here today. A lot of things to talk about. I saw a couple of chats came in, and I guess we could do that real quick too. But yeah, as we say, episode 94 here today, and there's a couple of ways you can join in through the super chats, dlive.tv/redicetv. See a couple over there already. And of course, another method is entropystream.live/redicetv. And I know that you're keeping an eye on that over there, Lana, as they come in too. But yeah, so that's a great way. And of course, that helps to support the show as well. So thank you for that. So Scuba Slayer sent a Ninjagini here right out the gates. Thank you for that. And he says, and this is in reference to the intro track we played for the stream. Mm-hmm. It's not part of the recorded version, but for the stream, it says, you two, because I played, what is it called again? Thrill Me, Hold Me, Kiss Me, Kill Me or something. But it's actually a Batman feature, and it's one of the better songs. And he says, you two used to be a rock and roll deity to me. Then Bono called us tall, blonde, boring Nazis.
That's right.
And he said, fuck you too.
Exactly. I used to like you too growing up too, you know? But screw that guy. And he didn't write all the good songs. Anyway,
no, that was, what was his name again?
The guitarist.
Davis, I think. Something Davis. I forget his first name. But yeah. But
no one ever remembers the guitarist, huh?
Even.
Or is that the bass player?
The bass player. Except Flea, right? Everyone remembers him.
Oh yeah,
he's the one who didn't have any clothes on under the base. But yeah, so anyway, I agree. But even pricks can write a good tune here and there. So, Real Mother Hen with a diamond. Hail Red Eyes in chat. Good to see you.
Hey, Mother Hen. It's been a while. Got to get you back.
Definitely. DLI.TV/TheRealMotherHen. Check that out. Virginian Drifter with a Ninja Genie. Thanks so much for that. Appreciate it. Another week down, another week closer to Armageddon. Hail Red Eyes. Certainly feels like it. We'll get into her today. Thank you, Virginian Drifter. Good to see you. Conrad Kirsch with a diamond. I salute the Red Eyes family and chat. Thank you so much for that, Conrad. Always a pleasure to have you here as well. GC. GC, sorry, what was that, Lana? What
did you say? I said salute.
Salute.
Yes.
Salute. That's cheers in Italian, right? Is it salute? Is that what I say?
I don't know. I don't speak it.
Well, come on. All right.
It sounds right.
GC with the diamond says, just because. Time to re-up my membership too. Well, thank you for that. Appreciate it. Good to see you here and thank you for the diamond. Best Beast of Steel with the diamond says, Trump's COVID is another hoax. I wouldn't be surprised. I think there's so many false positives anyway
antibodies. I know so many people have tested positive and they didn't feel a damn thing.
Yeah.
You know.
And we have some stories on. We'll get into it later. But thank you, Beast of Steel. I tend to agree. I wouldn't be surprised. Let me put it that way. Philbert Applebag with a diamond. Trump has the hollow cough. There you go. Kinger with a diamond says, never forget MS Estonia. I'm glad you brought that up. I actually have a story right at the tail end today about that because it's funny. We did shows on that back in... Actually, one of the first shows I did back in 2006 was about the Estonia catastrophe. Of course, that was back in, was it 91, 92, chat? Maybe there's some Swedes or Finns or Estonians in the chat that remembers. I think it was something. I think it was early 90s, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah. Possibly mid 90s. But of course, now they admitted post, right? There was a huge 4 meter long hole that was just discovered in the, 94, maybe someone says, in the hole of the. Of the vessel in the front, and it was only conspiracy theories that had argued that something blew up on the ship and stuff, and it was hundreds of people that died, and one of the biggest shipwrecks in Swedish history. So yes, we have a story on that right at the end. The Last Red Squirrels with a diamond. Hail Red Eyes, thank you for that. Raging Humanist is here with a diamond. Good to see you, man. Hope you're doing well. He says, you guys do call-ins? LOLs.
We keep talking about that, and we just haven't been doing it.
I was just going to propose, I think we should do next Tuesday.
Okay.
Is that possible? I think
yeah,
Tuesday.
We can do it. I think we can.
What date is that, by the way? I don't have it set up now, Raging. Otherwise, you could join in, but even the computer is not patched in and not set up.
It's funny because I was going to contact Tuesday, him to see if he can fill in for me on a Friday.
I have to say, I was watching Rage's podcast yesterday, and I started, I couldn't stop myself laughing uncontrollably. He was doing a Greta Thunberg impression. I guess facetiously, jokingly about like they were having a road trip, a bunch of people to Auschwitz, and she was complaining on the smokestacks because there was too much carbon emissions. So I couldn't stop laughing.
Sounds original.
Anyway, DLive.TV/Raging Humanist. Definitely worth your time. Good stuff over there. Good to see you as well. Thank you for the diamond. Philbert Applebag with a diamond. Everyone sub to Red Eyes members. It's awesome. Well, thank you, Philbert. Appreciate that. Cornish Space Alien, good to see us. Good to see you. And he says, CSA, enjoy Lana's new video. And CSA, thanks, Red Eyes. Well, there you go. Awesome. Thank you, Cornish Space Alien. Good to see you as well. GWM1972 with a diamond. No message. Thank you. Snow Son of Warden with a Ninja Genie. Thank you so much for that. He says, hail the gods. Hail Red Eyes. Thank you, man. I really appreciate it. Good to see you here as well. Cornered Space Alien says, CSA is upset. What is it? What is it now? What happened? What happened between the first diamond and the second diamond? I'm confused. Maybe it's some CERN portal opening and you couldn't jump back, maybe? Corner Space Alien again with a diamond says CSA. Oh, okay, here we go. It's explained in the third one. It says CSA has Ebola and no one cares. Well, there you go. We care. We definitely care. So don't feel alone. Raging Humanist again with a diamond says Ventura, Walken, Thunberg, and Cosby trip. To Poland. That's right. It was some
Cosby.
That's funny.
Oh, jeez.
A lot of good stuff. All right.
Okay. One more Cuck Free Zone. Yeah, the Never Give Up video was awesome. Thanks, Lana. Well, thank you for watching it.
Yeah.
Appreciate
indeed,
that.
Definitely. Thank you so much. So, yeah, tentatively then, Tuesday, the 6th of October, we'll do a call in. I think we can do that. Okay. So, but we'll follow up on that, obviously. But, all right, folks. So, before we dive into the. Before we dive into Trump and COVID Trump and all that kind of stuff, We had a completely, just completely random, out of the ordinary attack here in New York City, of all places.
Rick Moranis, the
Upper West Side. It was a black guy that just randomly attacked he's Jewish, right? Isn't Rick Moranis
Rick
Jewish?
Moranis, yes.
I think he's Jewish.
He retired years ago. You guys remember Honey, I Shrunk the Kids?
Yeah, it was
Parenthood,
a good...
and
Spaceballs.
Yeah, he was a nerdy kind of actor. Yeah, he did a lot of movies in the 80s.
He did a lot of movies.
I think he quit acting after his wife died, or he had to take care of the kids
Take care of the kids. Yeah. So good wholesome decision there, leaving Hollywood.
he got sucker punched.
He was identified as one of the victims. We actually have a clip here, too, that we can check out. But I was thinking also, was this could this have been part of the black Hebrew Israelite faction, maybe?
Well, then he would be in a pickle, wouldn't he?
They've been attacking some people.
Anti-racism or is it anti-Semitism?
Check this out.
In this case.
The NYPD says actor Rick Moranis is the victim of a random attack just steps from Central Park. CBS2's Jenna DeAngelis joins us live from the Upper West Side with more on this story. Jenna.
Right, Mary. Police are looking for the man caught on camera punching actor Rick Moranis here on 70th Street near Central Park West. They're also looking for a motive in the random attack. A 67-year-old man walking along the sidewalk gets clocked out of nowhere, sending him straight to the ground.
Nowhere.
The attack by a man, ironically, wearing an I Love New York sweatshirt,
casually walks off. Embarrassing.
It turns out the victim is actor and comedian Rick Moranis, best known for his work in Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, Little Shop of Horrors, and Ghostbusters.
I am Vince Clortho, Keymaster of Gozer.
The actor has been off the big screen for years to focus on his children after his wife's passing, but recently appeared in a Mint Mobile commercial with Ryan Reynolds, excited for his return to acting.
So why am I here?
Well, now's a good time to return, I guess.
Stop. You're in the news. You're trending, man, on Twitter.
Massive. That's it?
They're playing the whole thing?
Police say the Thursday morning attack on 70th Street in Central Park West was random, and the motive is unclear. Shocking residents.
There's hundreds of these that are just random. Hundreds of them are random.
The guy's like, he's like, looks white, I'll punch it.
Yep, I'll take that out.
We showed the knockout video, too.
That's why we moved here. Be safe, and everything is
to be
good,
safe,
but,
you moved to New York? Wait, what?
I'm confused.
Do strange things, and they're not always nice. You'll be looking over your shoulder a lot more often.
Never relax,
if you recognize this man, you're urged to call police.
I love New York.
Yes, but that would be racist, calling 911 to say that you identified the guy who sucker punched Rick Moranis.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It's tragic. All got to panic now.
Is Rick Moranis going to say anything? Is he an anti-racist or is he going to say that was anti-Semitic?
I don't know, actually.
Which one would he pick?
It remains to be seen. I hope we could get some black Hebrew Israelite material his way. So we can get a little more Hollywood attention on this issue. I think that would be good to drive some more wedges here.
I see people were having fun with the honey. I imported the Africans.
There we
honey,
go.
Honey, you know, you can finish that
that's
line
true.
Any
yeah,
which
yeah.
way you
that's,
want.
That's good. I like that. Mr. Wright with a couple of diamonds here. Actually, 1, 2, 3 in a row, 4 in a row. Thank you for that. And he finishes off with a Ninjagini. He says, Friday, indeed. Thank you, Mr. Wright. Hope it's good to see you. Raging Humanist with a diamond again says, concerned Trump may die from COVID crisis equals Yuri. Yeah, but we have to get into detail about this here in a moment because it's, I mean, either he will die or I suspect nothing will happen at all. He will be like just
had a couple scenarios. Exactly. He feels hardly anything, just like the majority of people, even at his age. And then he's going to be like, see, it's fine. Like, no one's dying over this. 2, the debates are canceled. 3, it was a false positive, and now they're going to try and take him out and blame it on COVID.
Yeah, Yuri Bezmenov, obviously, is referenced there. The coin dropped, Reg. Yuri Bezmenov, in a way of, like, destabilization and, like, you know, kind of, how you subvert society, how you take over. That's right. I'm really glad that clip have gotten out there.
YouTube,
I remember watching
it.
Yeah, but there's more
of
versions
there
of it, but yeah. It was anti-Semitic somehow. Virginian Drifter with a diamond said, Rick Moranis made a key mistake. He relaxed.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Yeah.
Max Headroom with a Ninjagini. Keep up the great work, guys. Absolutely. Thank you so much. And with your support, we can, of course. So let's just kind of, there's a couple of headlines here. We followed up. Of course, everyone has talked about this. Is everyone else have been tested around him and stuff like that? VP Pence tested negative. Ivanka, Jared, unfortunately. tested negative. Barron, Trump. But yeah, it's Melania and Trump so far. And one third person, a senator, forget his name now. I have a story on it here later, which caused some people to want to delay various things and all that kind of stuff.
Of course.
But this was funny too, because there's been so much. I mean, the media just misconstrue absolutely everything that Trump says, and they use it against him. And oh, he called the virus a hoax, and now he has it himself, and you know all this bullshit, yeah. Right? And it's like he didn't call it a hoax. He never called it a hoax. He called the reaction to it a Democrat hoax.
Blown out of proportion. Yeah, just
the way they're using it and all that kind of shit, right?
Comparing it to like the flu. And so he'll go through it and just be fine.
Yeah. So even AP and other fact checkers, they had to fold on this. And many times they don't. They just lie. They stand on the lie, and they just obviously their credibility tumbles with it. But yeah, claims that President Trump referred to the COVID-19 pandemic as a hoax at a rally in February are false, according to the Associated Press. Snopes even. How about that? Snopes had to fold and factcheck.org. The president who confirmed, do they say though? Yeah, he was tested positive, was at the time responding to Democratic criticism of his administration's handling of the pandemic. I think it went further as well to just talk about the reaction overall. That was like blown out of proportion,
yes,
and hoax and stuff.
Exactly.
So there are a couple of clips here that we could take a look at just to kind of dive into the mindset of mainstream media, the blue check marks, what they feel about this. Here's CNN.
They basically want him to die.
They basically, you need to step aside. You need to resign. We need to evoke the 25th Amendment. You need basically just get the man out, right?
Here's
CNN here.
Don, I said hours ago that this was a code red moment for the U.S. government before we even had these diagnoses from FLOTUS and POTUS. At this point, knowing that the president is sick and that the pandemic is
affecting
personnel in the White House, this may be the most dangerous moment that the U.S. government has ever faced. The president is suffering from a deadly virus. This feels like something we should be watching on an episode of Homeland. The president of the United States is suffering from a deadly virus.
Oh,
he has
my
to
God, no.
He is
when he
not
doesn't
able
die,
to
are you
fully
eat your
perform
words?
His duties as commander-in-chief. Don, I said hours
okay,
ago.
Okay, it goes around there. But yeah, you get the idea, right? So basically, this is dangerous. He needs to resign. He needs to step aside. We need to get even Pelosi. They're talking about getting her aboard now. Just screw Pence. Just bypass
any
Pence, even the vice president.
Any just, opportunity.
Let's just get the Democrat, let the Speaker of the House in.
Well, Trump can try out his warp speed vaccine at this point, huh? Test it on himself. I don't think he would do that.
Yeah. I want to talk about the Heroes Bill in a moment, but this is a very serious health threat. You are second in line for the presidency. Has the White House contacted you about the continuity of government?
To be president.
No, they haven't, but that is an ongoing, not with the White House, but with the military, quite frankly, in terms of the some officials in the government.
What?
But that, let us just all pray for the president's health. Thank God the vice president has tested negatively, and the second lady as well. That continuity of government is always in place. I always say it's a relic of the past, but nonetheless, they say we have our
position.
Job we have to do, and this is what we'll do. So I wouldn't go so much to that, but I do think that it is really important for people to know that every infection is a sad one. The president of the United States, of course, but every single one. Now we've gone over such a high number in our country of infections, every one of them a sad occasion. Over 209,000 deaths, a tragedy beyond even comprehension.
When I'm going to pause there. So everyone is using it.
Yeah, it's just lies.
I mean, they've been trying to contain themselves, many of them, the more kind of mainstream media officials and some of the... many of the blue check marks has not, and we get to that. But in the media, so Rachel Maddow, I saw, for example, pray for the president. There's like, first of all, are you Christian now, or what is
they're,
this?
They're just trying to play on that.
Of course,
COVID
we're taking the high road.
Yeah, we
as
take
well
the
here.
High road, and also
and
COVID
know,
is really deadly.
You know exactly, and you know secretly they'd be like, God damn it, hope he dies.
Let's
take him out, right?
Yeah.
Check out this one here. It's about invoking the 25th Amendment, right? Insane Obama lackey torched for calling to invoke the 25th Amendment after Trump tests positive for COVID. Greg Pinello former ad maker for Obama, said the Constitution is clear. The 25th Amendment must be invoked. The president is no longer capable of performing his duties.
Oh, please.
If Pence is not infected, he must be sworn in immediately. If he's infected too, then Pelosi must be sworn in. So this gets go on and on and on, right? So here is a couple of blue check marks here that are wishing for President Trump to die. Of course, we don't have to go through them all.
I mean, what about Trudeau? Trudeau went through it, right? And he tests positive and he was quarantined and like all these other leaders. And it wasn't this big ordeal, these leftist leaders.
Yeah, I mean, even Chris Cuomo, he tested positive too, right? I remember he had a whole ordeal where he's like, this was the toughest thing I've gone through ever, and blah, blah, blah.
Drama queen. Yeah. He's like home just kicking it on the couch.
I hope he suffers through this and dies as he's losing on election night. I hope they die and then I wish you take their high road, blah, blah, blah.
31 likes.
The irony of Trump catching a disease he let thousands and thousands of people die of is quite delicious. Even if it wasn't vegan, I wouldn't stop eating.
Oh, God. Yeah. Of course,
I only ever wanted you to suffer. I mean, this went on. There was a whole thread here from Zwickle style or something here, right? If he dies, it is what it is.
Well,
right?
We know this. You know, they would openly rejoice in the streets and party if Trump was assassinated or something. Yeah. These people are murderous and bloodthirsty, and they have no problem with killing people and mass murder. Yeah. Honestly,
no. And it's of course not a big surprise. There was another. Oh, yeah, here's one more. I hope he dies. Former national spokeswoman for Hillary Clinton's 2016 campaign and Obama White House staffer Zahra Rahman. It's been against my moral identity to tweet this for the past 4 years, but I hope he dies.
But you're always thinking it, aren't you?
Yeah, of course. So
they're coming out with their violence.
Yeah, they think they're
openly.
Going to get to Trump. He's going to die.
No,
we're going to take
not.
Over.
And then when he doesn't, what are you going to do?
I mean, then the only other chance is that it's some kind of hoax. It's a gay op.
Is it a false positive? If I was him, I would demand more tests and like who's the doctor, who's reading these results, because now they can try and do all this other stuff.
And I have a little bit on that here in a moment, but before we talk about that, here's another statement from Democrats, Chuck Schumer and Dianne Feinstein.
Can't stand her.
Who released a statement, obviously, regarding the Supreme Court nominee, Amy Coney Barrett, and they said, basically, we'll just have to put this off because we can't go through with the nomination because it's just too dangerous and we've got
to
think about our health, right?
Yeah.
But on the other hand, like, all they've been doing now are video conferences. James Comey joined in the other way, they remotely.
Yeah, they
Why can't they have the hearing remotely?
Exactly. This they can. Of course
pathetic.
They can.
Pathetic. Ridiculous. They're just using this, right? But yeah, so here's the risk, right? Here's the risk rates. Kaskend, I think they're called. Kaskend has a number of statistics on this regarding broken down into age and maybe not weight. I mean, Trump is a little bit overweight, I think, so that increases your chances somewhat. But overall, a 74-year-old man, which Trump is currently at 2.68%. And of course, what are the comorbidities among those 2.68%, right? I think it's less than that, frankly, but that's still pretty low, actually, to be honest. It does increase as you get older, but again, the reason
so
for that is
else.
Because you have the reason for that is you have other
death increases
underlying
when you get older,
right?
Believe it or not.
It happens. All right, so and this one I got to mention too, because one of the things which this particular test doesn't tell you is the viral load, right? How much of the virus do you actually carry in your body? In many regards, it's so little that it's not even contagious. It's actually remarkable that they do pick it up overall, but the PCR test, it does identify, you know, if you have the virus or the exosomes, at least the similarity, this RNA strand that we've talked about many times now, the piece of code that they're looking for, but they have to amplify it up to 20 cycles for them to be able to identify it. But again, it tells you nothing about viral load, right? And so there's another source talking about this that is like, yeah, it can be helpful to take these tests and whatever, but we can't determine basically if other people will get an infection from you, if it spreads or anything like that, because it just doesn't tell you. And so most of the people out there have probably had this virus and just moved on. They never even felt anything. Yeah. I'm not
pretty
saying 100%.
Pretty sure a bunch of us had it in January. Earlier.
I think November.
Like all our friends were talking about that January earlier. Yeah, like descent over Christmas and the New Year. I think a bunch of us already had it. So we have antibodies for it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I know so many people that tested positive and didn't feel a darn thing.
Nope, that's right. And so, you know, right now they say that Trump is mild. symptoms, which
a headache.
Yeah, who knows exactly what that means, but it, you know, there's a couple of things he canceled today, but most of the things he's, you know, planning to join in on, as far as I know, remotely and through video link and stuff like that. So I think it'll be business as usual, but you're just going to see a lot of gloating and hoping from the blue check marks.
Well, hopefully he comes out.
The liberal media.
I didn't die.
Yeah, I mean, if he does, I wonder if it will be a boost somehow, poll-wise, you know, if he comes through. Maybe even if he suffers really bad or something, or they're, I don't know, who knows, right? They're faking it. Let me do a couple of these real quick here. Spectra Lucence with a diamond, thank you. No message there. I say snow all the time because I see S-N-O-W there, but Son of Woden with a diamond, no message. Thank you, Filbert Applebag with a diamond. They're going to poison Trump and blame it on the Wu flu. I think you're right. I mean, that could be true.
Well, that's
that could
what I was saying.
It could be the case.
Take him out and just blame it on COVID. Like, they were doing that with everything else.
Yeah, an assassination.
Someone falls down the stairs.
Poison somebody.
COVID on the death certificate.
Right.
You know.
Was it the Simpsons that had a screenshot of Trump in the casket, right? They haven't been wrong so far in those predictions there. The real Mother Hen with the diamond says Pelosi looks like she's looks to be in poor health. Yeah, she sure does. And he's just not mentally there either.
Eyes are just like... And all these facelifts and
strung
like,
out and
oh
like
man,
weird, you know?
Just cuckoo.
Crazy. Sharoon with a diamond says, hail spam. Well, there you go. Thank you, Sharoon. I appreciate it. Sharoon with the second one said, I proud meme retard. Hail memes. Well, there you go. Memes are, it's a good thing. We like memes. Okay, so this happened too. China, Chinese state media has come out, or some of the spokespeople for Chinese media, Global Times, I think the outlet is called, gloats about Trump catching the coronavirus. The editor-in-chief of Chinese state media outlet, this Global Times, is gloating about how Trump catching the coronavirus could ruin his re-election chances. The Global Times is seen in the West as part of the Chinese government's propaganda apparatus because it's under the umbrella of the CCP. And he said the guy, the representative, tweeted this out. President Trump and the First Lady have paid the price for his gamble to play down the COVID-19. The news shows the severity of the U.S. pandemic situation. It will impose a negative impact on the image of Trump in the U.S. and may also negatively affect his re-election, they say here. Now, there's a chance to quickly mention this because we didn't cover it at the time, but I remember when we looked at all the videos going around in the early, early days. We were talking about, January... going into February, where just these tons of videos were coming out of China. Remember?
Yeah,
people
these freaky
just
ones.
Falling
people
over.
Yeah, and throwing up blood and all this great, like, over-the-top stuff.
And I remember...
And a lot of people were like, is this even real?
Yeah, it was one super chat, I think it was in particular, or maybe it was just a comment in the chat, I forget which, but they're like, you know, they raised the opposite point. It's interesting that the CC, the Chinese, you know, police and whatever... and the Chinese Communist Party has that have so much control and stuff.
Just let people film this stuff.
They just let them film it completely. And like, is it staged? Is it what's going on? Right. So there is a chance. There was some rumors about this, and some researchers that came to this conclusion that there was a deliberate Chinese propaganda campaign in order to force the world into lockdown. You could argue, you know, a thousand different ways. Would they benefit from this? Was it an economic hit job? Was it to weaken other nations? Was it in? I mean, some people even say that it's the Chinese government because of the relationship with even people like Fauci, who paid the Wuhan Institute of Virology money to research on this virus and stuff like that.
Point. Remember arresting independent journalists who were like,
"Yeah,
oh
but
my God,
no,
it's
but
so
you
good.
Have to." That was part of the game. That's to give you
the show.
Of course, that's the part of the appearance to try to convince you that, oh my God, this is for real. They're trying to silence people. You got to have that Streisand effect, kind of part
that's
of
true.
It to hype it up, right? So anyway, researcher and attorney Michael P. Seneger suggests that the Chinese government launched an aggressive propaganda campaign to exaggerate the severity of the coronavirus in order to force the rest of the world into a draconian lockdown that could serve to benefit Beijing. In an article for Tablet Magazine, take that for what you will, Sanger's details how in late January, quote, international COVID-19 hysteria began with a series of suspicious videos posted to social media sites showing people in China suddenly collapsing on the streets, including one instance where a man held out his arm to break his fall, suggesting the collapse was staged. After tens of millions of people were confined to their homes during one of the most brutal enforced lockdowns in history, Sanger notes how in February the CCP reported an exponential decline in the coronavirus cases until March 19th, when they announced their lockdown had eliminated domestic cases entirely. And it goes on from there, talking about the death rates in China. And of course, then when it came to Europe and America, we just kind of out of control, right? So people, is it a bioweapon? Is it nothing at all to it? It's just a, yeah, it's a gay op. It's, it's a, you know, with the PCR testing and the exosome theory that we've talked about many times, is that part of it? You have to go back to old shows to check that out from, you know, March, April, something like that, to get the details on that. But a lot of different possibilities here. But I wouldn't put it past China. Let me put it that way. Would not put it past China or those who are, you know, in bed with them. I mean, I'm including Bill Gates in that. I'm including the CDC in that, World Health Organization.
Well, if that's true, it tells you just how dirty and low they'll play it.
Yeah.
You know, they do not care.
They do not care. That's the point, right? All right, let me do a couple more of these here.
Dimon, isn't it ironic? Trump caught the COVID during the most important time of his reelection campaign.
That's just it,
it
right?
It is very highly suspicious. That it might be. Right away, first thing I heard that, I was like, I would retest again
through someone else
who's a supporter.
It could be a false positive. It's very likely, frankly. Very likely. So, of course, Trump is not the only one who have shown signs and symptoms. Look at this.
You know, excuse me. Thank you. It was unexpected. Outlets. Not
a. First, you want to cough?
A little bit. That's just a mother. Done. I think. You know. Excuse me. Stole. For the, thank you. For, it was unexpected. Outlets.
Yeah. The guy's old.
Right.
He is old. No doubt about it.
So who knows? Maybe he has some too. Maybe he caught it from Trump on the stage. A lot of spittle, you know. I don't know how far they were apart. 20 feet, maybe? I don't know. All right. So we have to talk about this.
White supremacy
and this continuation of denouncing of David Duke and KKK and all these groups and whatever group that the left whips out from its hat, you know, from, you know, with the rabbits and stuff, and it's as they're doing the little magic trick of getting you to jump through their hoops. He has to do this basically every other day or so. Otherwise, he's a white supremacist. And even after he denounces it, he's still a white supremacist, and he still have all these dog whistles and blah blah blah. But so yeah, President Trump here yesterday went on Fox News. This, I think, before he. The news came out that he tested positive, that he was condemning not only these other groups, but also the Proud Boys. Listen to this.
I have to say, I've said it many times, and let me be clear again, I condemn the KKK. I condemn all white supremacists.
All three of them?
I condemn the Proud Boys. I have to say, I've...
Okay, right. How many times do we have to hear about Proud Boys? On and on and on, and I know cucks love to talk about this and brag about this, and they do from their perspective, and I do from my perspective, but Proud Boys is a multicultural, multiracial, libertarian men's drinking club. That's all they've got to point to, because there isn't anything else as far as an example of some white supremacist group.
Right.
There is
right.
no threat of white supremacists. God, let alone any in power. It's all Antifa people in highest positions now, and they all hate white people, as we know. But this is embarrassing when he comes out and does this.
Yeah, and also joining in on this. And you know, again, he's done it many times. And I'll go back in a moment here. There's another couple of clips I want to play in regard to Wallace and stuff. But a lot of the conservatives out there, of course, they take this response that, like, although it's objectively true that the Proud Boys aren't white supremacists, I mean, they're not, right? They're called that by the left and by the mainstream media because they don't want a force out there that can fight back on the streets. They want Antifa, they're useful idiots, to do that job. They want them to be there to create the chaos and create the fear and the hype and all that shit, right?
And let the cucks say, oh, it's founded by a black Cuban guy, checkmate, you know?
Right, like, and again, while that's objectively true, they're doing it as a way of reaffirming this idea that, yeah, if it happened to be that there actually was a group out there that actually was consisting of white people, then that would be in itself kind of a crime. That wouldn't be the crime, right?
They're saying that basically if a group is all white, that would be racist and wrong no matter what they're about. It's like saying, oh, too many white guys getting together for a cause is white supremacy.
That's a white supremacy.
So they
yeah.
are confirming that.
Yeah. So
they're
the
always
ownage
in defense
here.
Of whatever liberals say to them. I can't be racist. I'm not white, like in this example.
Yeah.
And way to stand up for your supporters, by the way, who are mostly white, too.
Right. And again, so it's like I get it. They're trying to own the libs by doing this. And again, it's objectively true. There's like, yeah, they have blacks in their groups. They have people who
you can
who
do
the,
don't care
this, about this
and
kind of
say,
stuff.
But it would be okay
it would, it's
if
okay.
they were
well, yeah.
all white guys.
What's wrong
That's
if they're
all
white?
That's all they have
white,
to add right? on to
yeah,
it, really.
Exactly. You but anyway, here's a couple of clips about this. It's quick here.
Yeah, how do I fit in as a white supremacist, you know? How do I fit in that?
Yeah?
Yeah. If they're so racist and if they're white supremacists, how do I fit in that? That don't make sense.
Yeah.
You know? As you can see, I'm a proud boy. You know? We're not a hate group. I'm not racist.
You know? You guys are on the whole party, so the party might be a shit show.
I don't support white supremacy.
We'll see how...
It's like if white people cannot use that in their defense if they don't have a multiracial group, right?
Yeah.
Oh,
exactly.
well, where are you non-white yeah. people? Like, what does that matter?
Look, we have a black guy in our group, so yeah. we can't be white supremacists. Instead of just saying, hey, we white people can hang out and exist, and it's not white supremacy.
Right.
You know? It's
Did
just,
you see
I'm
this
so,
one?
So
this is, let me play that to you. This is what's his name again? Joe, am I confusing that with the Patriots Prayer Group?
Are you anyway, talking about the
whatever? Look at this is the current head of the Proud Boys,
yeah.
right? Look at this clip here.
I don't see this as an endorsement from the president at all, by any means.
And obviously, this was before he actually denounced them on Fox
yeah.
News the following day. But this is from the day after the debate, I think.
I think he was asked a very pointed question. I think the president was asked to disavow white supremacy, which he did two times. Within the scope of that question. And I think Biden made a crucial mistake by naming our organization for him to disavow. We've been called many names, and probably the most inaccurate name that you can call us is white supremacist.
We'll figure it out when it happens
see,
to
as
us,
your
man.
Viewers can see.
As your viewers can see, so in other words, so it basically means checkmate because I'm non-white, so you can't call me on that kind of thing, right?
And yeah, but then he would then turn around and look at people like us, who we may agree
right.
with a lot of things that they say. Oh, well, they're the real white supremacists, you know?
Yeah.
There is no white supremacy in America. There are no real white supremacists trying to oppress non-white people in America. If you believe this, you have been successfully programmed. They hate white people simply existing. Like, figure it out. Are these conservatives smart enough to figure that out? Instead of constantly
yeah,
pointing
no.
the finger, well, those are the real white supremacists over there.
Yeah,
you're just
no.
buying all the same lies.
Yeah, I don't think so. And check out this too; it's kind of interesting. So this is actually they do this. I mean, again, Trump has now he's denounced this now over and over and over again. He's come out against groups and individuals, whoever the and this is not the way to do it. You don't fold. You don't jump through their hoops. They
yeah.
don't get to set. They are not on the moral high horse. They don't get to set the rules. You don't do it. But unfortunately, he has, and so he's walked into that trap. And but it's he does it. But it's still not good enough. So
no.
check it out. This is what Chris Wallace back in 2016 with the exact same point. Listen to this here.
I totally disavow the Ku Klux Klan. I totally disavow David Duke. I've been doing it now for 2 weeks. This is you're probably about the 18th person that's asked me the question. It was very clear. That question was also talked about in the form of groups. Groups. I want to know which groups are you talking about? You have to tell me which groups. Ultimately,
this is true,
he got
though.
To the Ku Klux Klan,
right
which obviously I'm going to disavow.
White supremacist
and by the
group.
Way,
no.
if you look on my Twitter account, almost immediately after the program, they were disavowed again. You know, it's amazing. When I do something on Twitter, everybody picks it up, goes all over the place. But when I did this one, nobody ever picks it up. Take a look at my Twitter account.
And then I think the repeat here from the most recent debate, where he says twice or three times to Chris Wallace, "Are you willing to denounce white supremacy?" And he's like, "Sure." And he's like, "Are you willing to do? Sure." And can you do that now? Sure. Listen to this here.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, thank you. Thanks, Senator Rubin.
Are you willing tonight to condemn white supremacists and militia groups,
sure.
and
militia
to
groups.
Say
well,
that
black
they
militia groups.
Need?
And check out this too, because they said Trump is sending messages to the Proud Boys. He's telling them to stand down and stand by. Chris Wallace was the one who said, will you tell them to stand down? Mm-hmm. And obviously, I think he, you know, he said stand down and stand by because he just, he doesn't want to throw them out completely, right?
Well, yeah, because they're all his supporters.
But again, it was Biden that said, that brought up the Proud Boys. So Trump didn't do it. They roped him into this trap, essentially. And then, of course, and it would have been good if he just said stand by. Like, and but he shouldn't have cucked, but he did, right? But anyway, so he
need
said
to
sure,
stand down and not add to the violence in a number of these cities, as we saw in Kenosha and as we've seen in Portland.
Sure, are you I'm prepared to do specific- that?
Yeah, sure, sure. Yeah, I'm willing. I'm prepared to do that. Is that right? So it's a number of times, right?
You know, here's the problem. This is mainstream politics, after all. So we're not going to get the goods. Nor is someone like Trump,
Wallace,
properly armed with the hard-hitting truth to be able to come and slam it back at them about all these ridiculous things.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
we're sitting here waiting for that, but we can't expect that. This is mainstream politics.
Honesty,
he's not 100% our guy here.
No, of course not. And we're going to get the honesty from Chris Wallace here. Do you remember? Do you see what this is here? A little visit
yes.
to a particular island, maybe?
Yes,
yeah, yeah.
Of course.
Chris Wallace, Epstein. Yes. Yeah. Yeah, same bullshit.
Same
bullshit. Anyway, this one here, even Canada had to join in. Right?
Some Indian guy had to be like, yeah, well, when Trump's not going to denounce white supremacy, we'll step in and do it.
We'll do what's right. You want to play this? Yeah, let's play this.
It's clear that he is directly trying to attack democracy, the ability of people to vote, discouraging people to vote, and actively encouraging people to effectively intimidate people to vote. I mean, it should be accessible as possible to vote. And it is beyond, I don't have the words to describe how horrible all the commentary of President Trump, and particularly one comment around his complete unwillingness. You know, he was so dismissive about the idea of white supremacy. Something should be obvious that yes, it's a massive problem and it divides people
massive,
and it hurts people.
It's a massive problem. You know, white people are still a majority in America, so white people just existing is white supremacy. So, you know, we need to just round them up and gas them. Basically.
Yeah, something needs to be done. But I mean, if he's unhappy, he has a whole country full of his people that he can go back to. Yeah. And that's okay, dude. Like,
And I know he wouldn't be accepted there because they're way more conservative than him.
Yeah.
Well, why do you have to go to another white country? By the way, I saw a bunch of liberals saying that they're going to go to Canada if Trump wins.
Yeah, well,
again,
they
they're
time.
Saying that.
No one did last time.
Never Mexico,
no one.
Never some non-white country or third world country. You know, it's always,
well,
I want to go to
But the up, you know
Canada.
What the upside of that is? Canada will be soon enough.
Yeah.
After they imported the third world, so it
and
will
they can
be.
Get a taste of what they've helped create.
But yeah, so they have to signal and step up and so we will do what's right, right? Okay, let me do a couple of these before we move to the next topic here. Shroon with a diamond says, the left can't meme show proudly our power. It was a spelling error. It's the second one that said our power. Thank you for that, Shroon. Show proudly our power. I agree. Philbert Applebag with a diamond says, Das Media absolutely loves the Kung Pao Sicken. Sickness, maybe? Beast of Steel with the diamond says Trump is in Walter Reed Hospital for precaution. I googled that real quick here, too. Let me see if I can pull that in. Here it is, right here. President Trump heading to Walter Reed Hospital hours after COVID-19 diagnosis. So he's here. Is there where it's going to happen, folks? Is that where they're going to take him out? Is that where he's going to get the... They're going to do the full... sir, we have to put you on a ventilator right now, right? We have to pump you full of these drugs. We got to... It's possible, right?
It's true.
Possible.
It's true.
Anyway, thank you for that, Beast of Steel. Latest update here, just from a few minutes ago. Headed to the hospital Friday after he and First Malone says a positive, blah, blah, blah. He was going to Walter Reed National Military Medical Center in Bethesda, Maryland. In what aides said was a precautionary move, officials said they expect him to be there for a few days. He remains in good spirit, has mild symptoms, has been working throughout the day. Out of an abundance of caution and at the recommendation of his physician and medical experts, the president will be working from the presidential offices at Walter Reed for the next few days. President Trump appreciates the outpouring of support for both he and the First Lady. All right, there you go. Neil DeLorean with the diamond says, retest Trump. And there's a link. I'll check that out in a moment here. I believe you're right, but I don't think they're going to. This is what they wanted. They can just get one positive and then just like, yep, there we go. Got him. Nailed him, right? Let me check the link there real quick. Game Pass. What is this? Can't be right. Some wrong link here, I think. There's some NFL link. Noted Lorian, I'm not sure. Anyway, maybe that's just wrong. Mary Arian with a diamond. Check the link because I think that's wrong. Says with a diamond Lana's video helped my wife out today. Thanks.
Okay, I'm glad to
hear. There you go.
That's nice. We all need a pep talk, don't we?
Thank you. Like we've mentioned that. Max Headroom with a diamond says who added to the violence in Kenosha? Well, the whites, they say that they're right there in the media. The white supremacists are the ones behind the violence, you see. Shroon with the diamond again says targets of critical theory are not privileged. Yeah, but they're going to, what is the lie there? You have to have hold the power and
privilege. Yeah, you can't be racist unless you hold power. I was telling some black woman the other day, racism is racism, whether you have power or not. Yeah, and by the way, I don't have any power. She kept telling me, oh, I have power somehow because I'm white.
If white people
have so much
power,
I have a hard time like doing all these things that you don't get banned from. I'm banned from.
You can't have a show where you talk about the hatred and racism against white people without losing your bank accounts and payment processors.
Exactly.
That's how much white power rules this country, right? And that's not as a link to say, yeah, because we're white power people. We're not. But the point is, if it was white supremacy that dominated,
we'd have no problem talking about what we talk about.
You could have a white student union. You could have
Trump would be talking about the white unemployment rate. I'm still waiting for that. It's okay to be white.
He would have a program where he gives $500 billion to white people, and you would be able to have a representative of white voices for Trump. You know, but none of that exists, right? No. Why? All right. The real mother hen with the diamond says, "But Canada is going on lockdown again. Yeah, are they? They are, aren't they?" Australia is out of control. New Zealand is out of control. UK is out of control. I think Canada is following that pattern too. I think coming autumn they're going to just turn up back the volume again everywhere. Spectral Lucens with a diamond says Singh is a Sikh supremacist and banned from India. Well, there you go. So
they don't want him. That's what all my Indian friends say.
Corner Space Alien with a diamond. Trump's overlords told him to say he has COVID? Yeah, I mean, it's possible, but at the same time, I think they can just, these medical experts can just, they kind of can bounce them around. Oh, sir, you got COVID, you got to do this now, and I mean, it's such a formality, I think, around the whole White House procedures and shit like that, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Even if you wanted, that's why when he's in official capacity and sitting in the chair, he only goes so far with things, but then he's out on a rally and he says more, you know, more out there stuff, he criticizes people and in different things, and it's like you have a schizo Trump. It's like two different ones, right?
Yeah.
But part of that is just part of the power of the office. So, I mean, I know it's a lot of this bogus, right?
He basically did that because he was falling to days of mainstream media talking about how he didn't denounce white supremacists.
Yeah, yeah. 41BMC with the diamond says, free the Kenosha kid. Yeah. Kyle Rittenhouse played a video here the other day. A good one from his attorneys, right? Okay, let's do this one.
Yeah, so Kessler, he detailed how, in this piece for VDare, how Antifa groups had attacked the 2017 Unite the Right rally in Charlottesville, which has been highly demonized, one of the biggest lies of the decade, the century.
It was brought up in the debate again.
Exactly.
Ignoring 3 months of Antifa BLM violence. Go ahead.
The same Antifa groups were the key to this summer's BLM riots, as he details here. Now, he put out, it's a very informative article, but Holly Zoller, the large Ashkenazi, I can't even say it, you know, woman who rented the U-Haul in Louisville, you know,
right,
the fatty there.
Yeah.
Turns out, the full of gear that was handed out during the BLM riots, look at the picture up above right here they use on the top of the headline here. Turns out she was also in Charlottesville. Look, she even has a gun armed by her muffin top there. So she was doing the same thing there. Pictures of her caught red-handed with her pals, who we've all seen before. He also details in this article, and we'll go down and show some of the pictures, the true Soros to Antifa pipeline. But Holly Zoller, turns out, was arrested for rioting. Her boyfriend, Sean Leader, was also arrested on multiple charges. So we can just scroll on down. Yeah, mm-hmm. So she has a boyfriend that you guys will recognize. We'll see in some of these pictures. He shows up. She's got this pack of pals that show up at all these different places. Co-founders of the Louisville Anti-Racist Action, right? an integral part of the Antifa Torch Network. They're known for being
just an idea.
Militant.
I don't understand.
So there's pictures of them. Now, if you scroll down, a reminder, this was the U-Haul.
The U-Haul, yeah.
That we saw up in Louisville, and they had their, you know, Marxist Black Power banners ready to go. They had weapons and things like that they were distributing. And also, there's a guy that we see all the time, if you scroll on down, his face there. What is his name here? See him all the time. He's like, here we go. This Antifa guy. Scroll down.
Oh, the Chris something.
Here we go. Here's where the U-Haul is. This is one of her other buddies. So Corey Lemley of Nashville Anti-Racist Action. We see his face a lot. He was also at the Charlottesville event. So we're seeing overlaps of these same people. There he is talking.
Same feds, agents, provocateurs, so
They have a history of promoting violence. They brought weapons and mace and a handgun, all of that to Charlottesville. So they're not anti-gun. Scroll down there. You can see a Holly Zoller in her muffin top and her packing heat there on her muffin top once again. So these are the same people that were in Charlottesville that are going around and stoking fires with the BLM once again.
Yeah, there you go.
And also there were ties to Soros, but not direct ties. People are saying that there was a couple people. Let me find. How did he deal? Biography. The Bail Project says that she was former, but not a current Soros fellow.
Right.
So there was a couple fellows associated with it. So it's not like, I know it's kind of semantics here, but it wasn't directly Soros, but there's a couple fellows.
Yeah, but this is how they work. This is how they do it.
Loose associations. Yeah,
2 degrees of separation.
They're a little more conning of how they, you know, pass around.
Not even that. You can always find
the
link. You can always find the link. And some people do. Sleuths do. And it's great. Yeah.
Yep. And then also, one of the primary organizations providing material support to leftist protesters at Unite the Right was Refuse Fascism, co-founded by Black American Affirmative Action Princeling, Cornell West, and Carl Dix of the Revolutionary Communist Party. So Refuse Fascism is not its own nonprofit. It receives fiscal sponsors from Alliance for Global Justice, which is indeed a Soros-funded group. So all of these people play ball together. It is a network. It's not just an idea. It's a group, and they're coordinating, and they're agitating and stoking violence.
Yep, they have money.
And we keep seeing the same figures. I guess she was arrested and her boyfriend there, but we'll see. I'm sure they'll get light charges.
Yeah, that's dropped. There's some district attorney or something that just drops them, and they just get off scot-free, right? But yeah, so they have, you know,
scroll down so you can see some more pictures of her in the article. So you can
just an idea. They haven't have any. They don't have any, you know, logos. They don't have any symbols. They don't have any.
There she is.
There she is, sir. They don't have any organization. They don't have handbooks. They don't have tactics. They don't have you know, ways that they dress up and garb and all that kind of stuff, right? There's some more lovely pictures here of peaceful protesters.
And as Jason says too, like, where's the FBI? He's detailed all this. He's done a lot of good research. He's taught.
They're part of this.
Exactly. They're part of it. I mean, there's so many lawsuits going on of people who showed up. Not the guy who showed up with the Nazi flag, by the way, in Charlottesville with the
crucifix.
No one ever doxed who that guy was. He was probably a Fed himself. Yep. But Kessler's done a lot of good work, and I know he's taken a lot of hits, and he's still in Charlottesville. And he's put together a lot of good research to trying to get the truth out about what's actually happening there and the players and the people involved.
And
such a mess, you know, people buy this huge lie about what happened there.
Yep.
Meanwhile, we've seen how many, not even an equivalent, way worse than Charlottesville.
The body count
BLM
is roughly around 30 right now. And again, I saw a fact checker thing the other day. No, that's not true. And they're putting this down, but it's just like, it's total bullshit. They're like, people that have been burnt alive, people have been shot right in the streets, people have been run over, people have been stomped out, beaten to death. I mean, it's just, we're talking probably up to 30 bodies now, right? And the media, the establishment, the blue check marks, the progressives, they just ignore this. So, again, pedophile island visiting Chris Wallace brings up, in Charlottesville in 2017, you know, it's like, are you kidding me? After 3 months of just utter violence and riots and burnings and lootings and chaos, and this is what they do. They're all in on it. These people are being used as puppets in this game, and Antifa are useful idiots.
And this woman, you never heard about her before. Like, this whole pack of people who were in Charlottesville, who were there to instigate violence, that was their job. They are being protected by the media.
And
their identities have been
FBI and the police and the whole establishment.
There's footage, there's pictures. People had evidence of what happened. It wasn't people that were there protesting against removal of the statue that started the violence. No, there were people coming at them, like this woman, with handguns and bats and clubs and mace.
And then you have, everywhere from Christopher Wray, former director of the FBI, to the current one, Chad Wolf. They're all like, they're all just covering for Antifa. It's just an idea. It's not an organization. And then they say, actually, the real problem in America is white supremacy. That's one of the most pervasive threats that we have. And that's what we need to go after. These organizations are corrupt. They're in on it. In many cases, they go and manufacture both the events that they want, or in some cases they use individuals, or they use set people up in sting operations. If it wasn't there, it would have been created. But most of them are created anyway. They're like from scratch, and they make shit up. They produce these individuals. They coax them into doing things. They set people. It's incredible that
they're going to use the Charlottesville thing for like 200 years.
Even with the Comey bullshit and all this stuff. These groups and these agencies need to be rooted out because it's such corruption.
They are Antifa. People are like, oh, Antifa is just low level. You don't understand. There's already Antifa and infested in all powerful positions in America.
Yep. The highest levels, right? All right. So to follow up on this here, I guess we could do a couple of super chats real quick. But just the idea of violence here too, that this is kind of something that's going to pick up here. Going after the election, and there's a lot more Americans that agree and think that it's going to happen. I think we did 41 BMC. Project Algis with a diamond says, greetings from Alaska. Alaska. Nice. Hail Red Ice. Hail Odin. Thank you, man. Good to see you. Thank you. Always fun to have someone joining us from Alaska. Shroon with a diamond says, critical theory coming soon to a mass grave nearby. Mm. Well, there you go. That's what they... And if they don't have mass graves, that's what their objective is, right? So here's an article from Zero Hedge right here. Increasing number of Americans believe violence is justified if the other side wins, right? A disturbing number of Americans feel that political violence is justified if the other side wins the election, according to Politico, which says that they've been tracking trends in public opinion that provide strong grounds for concern. Now, do they exaggerate? Do they oversample some people that they do for the poll? Sure, it's very possible, but I think a lot of people are seeing that it's kind of going in this direction, right? Our research, which we are reporting here for the first time, shows an upswing in the past few months in the number of Americans, both Democrats and Republicans, who say they think violence would be justified if their side loses the upcoming election, reads a Thursday article. The outlet noticed that an uptick in the number of the respondents who say they would condone violence committed by members of their own political party, which coincided with a willingness by both Democrats and Republicans to justify violence as a means to achieve political goals, right? A couple of percentages here then. Where are they down to here? Among Americans who identify as Democrat or Republican, 1 in 3 now believe that violence could be justified to advance their party's goals. In September, 44% of Republicans, 41% of Democrats said there would be at least a little justification for violence if the other party nominees wins the election. Similarly, 36% of Republicans and 33% of Democrats said that it is at least a little justified for their side to use violence in advancing political goals. Anyway, it goes on from there. Did you see this one, by the way?
I did not.
People say that this is Antifa. I don't know if... I guess they are. Check this out. You're going to be ready for something frightful here. You're going to be scared into submission here.
This good stuff. Story, I'm a motherfucker. Let me tell you a little something about my family. I come from...
What the hell?
Very long line of hammer times.
The guy jumping in the background.
My mom always told me, you never want to be the nail. Never.
Never that.
You want to be the fucking hammer.
Tell me.
The hammer. Because once you become the hammer, then you become a stop.
Stop,
baby. And that's where I got all these hammers.
I don't know who. Why would anybody upload this?
It's some comedy skit?
I don't know.
Yeah, get that TV.
All right. Holy smokes.
Where did you find that?
I was embedded in the article. I saw it going around on Twitter anyway. There was... Ian Miles Chung, who said, this is Antifa, 1.7 million views. I saw it a couple of times, and they even linked it up, I guess. So, all right, good stuff, wonderful stuff.
Yeah.
All right, anyway, so there's more on this here. Civil War 2.0. The country is now out of its mind. America has a new manufactured crisis. Election gate, as if all the other troubles piling up like tropical depressions marching across the September seas were not enough. America needs a constitutional crisis like a hole in the head, and that's exactly what's being engineered for the holiday season by clever folks in the Democratic Party's lawfare auxiliary. Here's how it works. The complicit newspapers and cable news channels publish polls showing Joe Biden leading in several swing states, even if it's not true. And Facebook and Twitter amplify expectations of a Biden victory. This sets the stage for a furor when it turns out that he loses on election night. On cue, Antifa commences to riot all around the country. Meanwhile, a mighty harvest of mail-in votes pours into election districts utterly unequipped to validate them. Lawfare cadres agitate in the contested states' legislatures to send rogue electors, electors slates to the Electoral College. The dispute ends up in Congress, which awaits a seat of newly elected representatives on January 4. Hopefully for lawfare, most Democrats. Whoops! Turns out the Dems lost a majority there too. Fighting in the streets ramps up and overwhelms a hamstrung police force in Democratic-run cities. January 20th, Inauguration Day rolls around, and the Dems ask the military to drag Trump out of the White House with great dispatch, as Mr. Biden himself put it so nicely back in summer. So it was kind of an interesting article here, detailing some of the stuff that we've seen when it comes to like them setting this idea up that like Trump is going to lose. It's just a matter of how do we get him out of the White House, because he's not going to leave.
Psych you out.
And stuff like that. But yeah, good piece here. It's actually from the Daily Reckoning, but I'm not going to go through the rest. Check it out if you want to read the rest. Also, actually, did we have...
I was just looking at this guy. Dick Costolo. That's right.
Let me
there.
See. Where is it here? Where's the department? Oh, it's a Washington Post. Let me see if I can open that. Washington Post. Yeah, see, they do this dumb thing. We have to pay for it. Let me just see if I can open it. Let me just do this. See if I can open it in a new window. Sorry about this, guys. I need a private window and see if that works, because they ask you to pay for it. I'm not going to do that.
Wouldn't even use it for my compost.
What's that?
If I had actually, paper, I wouldn't even use it for compost.
Archive has a, I think Archive has a version, maybe. Let me search that. But it was basically, they're talking about how Department of Justice and the FBI are both, oh, there it is, .is, are both, and then I can't reach it with that browser. Fuck you, Archive. Take a shit. Fuck, okay, all right, whatever. it's just, I can't get a new window to open. It's very strange. Basically, Department of Justice, FBI, are all preparing for the possibility that there will be violence on election night. Washington Post had the breakdown today. And
well, and if there is going to be, it's all going to be because Trump wins and the left's going to go insane.
So there it is right there. And then I think they take it away from me. No, there it is. Okay. All right. Now it worked. Amazing. Okay. Yeah, voting disruptions, the possibility of election day violence, they're talking about, right? You're bracing for a possible civil unrest on election day. The Justice Department is planning to station officials in a command center at FBI headquarters to coordinate the federal response to any disturbances or other problems with voting that may arise across the country, officials familiar with the matter said. Though the Justice Department monitors elections every year to ensure voters can cast their ballots, officials concerned are more acute this year because of toxic politics combined with the potential uncertainty surrounding the vote tallies. And that could lead to violent demonstrations or clashes between opposing factions, those familiar with the matter said. And then you also have this ability to, or possibility that we talked about, that if they are instigating their operatives within the Antifa and these radical groups to do this stuff, it's FBI orchestrating this kind of stuff.
Well, then here's
right?
the other thing. They could be trying to freak people out about, oh my gosh, voters are going to be attacked and all this. So do your mail-in ballot. And then from there, they can just do their trickery, right?
Yeah, and all the fraud. We saw Project Veritas
up in, ballots, up in, mess with ballots, yeah.
up in little Mogadishu, right? Somalia, up in Minnesota. But yeah, it goes on from there too. But yeah, so a lot of stories are being planted right now to kind of lay the groundwork and prepare the mental space for the fact that it's like, yep, it's going to be violence, it's going to be riots, it's going to be complete chaos, and you're going to have a faction they're going to try to, if Trump wins re-election, going to want to try to drag him out of the White House.
Yeah,
military coup, color revolution, right? And people have even said the Belarus bullshit that we've seen is basically a dry run for what they want to do in America, you know? So... remains to be seen. All right.
Yeah, this one was at former Twitter CEO, Dick Costolo.
Oh, wait, I want to show... Let me show this one real quick here, because it was interesting. Look at the Associated Press here when it comes to cleaning up their language to cover for riots and instead just kind of, how do we more mildly describe what we've seen? Because they're not really riots, right? Listen to this. A new guidance on an AP style book, or the AP style book of how to like use it across their platform, I guess, what language to use. Use care in deciding which term best applies, it says. A riot is a wild or violent disturbance of the peace involving a group of people. The term riot suggests uncontrolled chaos and pandemonium. Focusing on riot and property destruction rather than underlying grievances has been used in the past to stigmatize broad swaths of people protesting against lynching, police brutality, or for racial justice, going back to the urban uprisings, blah, blah, blah. Unrest is a vaguer, milder, and less emotional term for a condition of angry discontent and protest verging on revolt. Protests and demonstrations refer to a specific action such as marches, sit-ins, rallies, and other actions meant to register dissent. Blah, blah, blah. Basically, AP are covering and they're trying to seek to change and upgrade their language, just like they did in 1984, to make sure that we don't associate the kind of behavior that we've seen for the past 3 months with what it actually is, a riot. Oh, it's just a little unrest. They're just protesting, right? So they're covering for them. Incredible stuff.
Well, we know that. We yep. support this. Hey, you missed the Twitter one. The Twitter CEO, the former CEO.
Yeah, where did that go?
That one really fits.
Let me see.
The
yeah, this one here.
Dick Costolo. Yeah, yeah, he here publicly called for people who he disagrees with to be lined up against the wall and shot. Yeah, he said this a while back on Twitter, nonetheless. Me first capitalists who think you can separate society from business are going to be the first people lined up against the wall and shot in the revolution. I'll happily provide video commentary. This guy right here. Advocating for violence, lining up his political enemies and shooting them. And he's calling them me first capitalists, which last time I checked, most of the capitalists dominating in America now are all liberal, all virtue signaling liberals. Yeah. It's amazing. And his Twitter is not going to
be censored. No, of course
he's not violating TOS.
Nope.
But
no, it's fine. That's why.
Just coming out more and more. That's who this side is. They are right. The side of bloody
mass
revolutions
murder,
and
that's
mass
what they've done. 100 years,
they like
100 million people
they support
dead.
It.
This is what they want, is they don't want order, they don't want a utopia, they don't want a wonderful world. They want to have
equality,
blood and murder and
please.
Revenge and chaos, and that's what they work towards, yeah. Right?
Is this guy going to lose his job? Is he going to have his
again,
life destroyed?
This is why you see, like, Antifa can openly operate and organize on Twitter, nothing happens, and Jack immediately bans someone who he doesn't
Oh, and we say it's okay to be white, or there's racism against white people, and we're the ones who are somehow inciting hate that's going to lead to violence.
Yep, that's right. It's pretty incredible stuff, right? But so that happened. And then ironically, the new guard that will kind of take over if and when they pull something like this through is, of course, the very same group that will line up people like this against a wall.
Oh, yeah, they'll sell them out. They'll throw even Biden, they'll throw them under the bus. Like, they're not hard enough.
You got to have a really hardcore, violent, revolutionary, psychopathic group that can perform the overthrow, because that involves bloodshed. It involves you to not have any morals. It involves you to be a psychopath, essentially. But then the guard that takes over and positions themselves in, and usually it isn't this particular group, that they're just used as the hammer, the fist, right? The force. Then they take out these people because they realize if they can do it to our enemies, they can do it to us too. So let's take them all out. And then they're stuck with a docile, weak, you know, complacent blob that they can push around for
a like
few decades.
Revolution.
Yep.
They always kill off all the best capable ones, don't they?
Yep, they do. They do. Okay, let's see where we are here. Oh, yeah, okay. The issue of the debate, too, quickly, I just want to cover this, that is basically, due to the COVID thing now anyway, due to the fact that Trump has tested positive, we might not get more presidential debates. It's very possible.
Oh, it's a huge part of it, I think. I mean, you know, but why can't it be virtual?
Right. No, I agree, and it should be. But you know what they do. That basically, they were
on Skype for
the
all
blue check marks were so salty after the first debate. And despite the fact that they held this kind of appearance, they're like, well, clearly Biden won and it made Trump look like a fool and he's so dumb and whatever. But we can't let him make a fool of him himself again in the debate. Right. So we have to shut it down. So it's like completely illogical. Like, if he did so poorly and if it was such an a bad optics for Trump, wouldn't you want to let him continue doing this then, right? No, he smacked around, and it kind of was a shit show, obviously, but he smacked around Biden enough to make him look bad. And they just could not stand this, right? So anyway, the second debate moderator, I mentioned him the other day, we're checking it in, Scully, Steve Scully, he used to be with C-SPAN for a long time, might still be, in fact, but
it's
for a while
liberals.
There,
it's always liberals.
He worked for Biden.
Yeah, of course. There's all these Biden connections. Oh, there's no bias, nonpartisan my ass.
No, of course. Here's the guy who will be moderating the next debate. Can't imagine why people don't trust the media. Steve Scully, a no-Trumper back in, when is that from? Is that from October 1st? Nah, it's older. Anyway, let me see if there's a date on that. Just curious if they included the date on his tweet. My computer is slow. Nope, they didn't. Okay, screw that. It's got to be back in 2015, 2016, something like that then. But yeah, regardless. So we might not see more debates. We'll just have to see. Here he is here. Second debate moderator, Steve Scully, interned for Joe Biden when he was in college. At this rate, the third debate will be moderated by Jill Biden. Yeah. And the third moderator, by the way, and I talked about that in the latest No-Go Zone, she's this completely like nutter on like the on diversity and anti-racism and stuff like
Shocker.
That. And that will be all it's going to be about, right? But we do have the vice presidential debate coming up. I forget the exact date.
You want to cover that?
I think we should, actually.
Kamala?
Yeah. Kamala
Crazy
and Pence.
Kamala.
I mean, Pence is not the most kind of lively and eventful,
yeah.
but Kamala, she could put some pretty dirty shoes in her mouth a couple of times, I would expect. That could be fun to watch, right? Okay. What else did we have here? So here's Biden, right? These are always fun, right?
It's always fun.
He's out on the campaign trail, and he gets a train comes by, and he gets all confused and can't keep up with things. Listen to this here.
And here comes the train that he tried to make sure didn't continue to run. that's the commuter. All right. That's what. The folks, look.
look, man.
He's probably firing some like interns later. You should have known better that there's a train nearby.
And then
off
right
with your head.
Right before that, it's just you can't make it up, right? But his sign fell off from his podium. Look at this.
He lies to you.
Let me see. Scroll up.
He lies to you about exactly what's happened.
Check this out. This is typical.
Does he lie to you when?
Typical Biden energy here.
Did to your husband that all the workers at GM plant at Lordstown were going to be in good shape. Remember what he said? You said it, Tiffany. He said, don't move. Don't sell your house because no Ohio factory will shut down in Donald Trump's America.
Here we go.
He doesn't pay his fair share. Don't worry about that. He doesn't pay his fair share.
They couldn't even tape it on right.
Like, oh, my God.
These are the people that are going to run a country. They can't even tape on a sign.
His campaign is literally... Nothing
it's like they
about
want to lose.
What he's going to do or how he's going to do it or what he cares. It's all just orange man bad,
yeah.
Orange man lie, vote for me. Like, that's it. He's just running on hatred for Trump.
He literally
doesn't say anything.
It's incredible, right? Here's another one. Huge crowd of Trump supporters ready to greet Joe Biden and show him what a real train looks like. I guess he was on some train. I don't know if this is leading up
Trump
to the
train?
Event it was. but he has a couple of people with him there in the... I might know. Audio on that. Let me see. Yeah, there's barely any audio on that. Yeah, I guess when they went to the train, that the whole slew of Trump supporters met him right there. it's kind of funny. But yeah, I was checking out the whole live stream and it was something with trains. I guess he was in, was it somewhere in Ohio? I forget where it was. But yeah, it's like they had train on the symbols and stuff. And then when a train comes, he can't even like, he gets like...
And here comes the train that he tried to make sure didn't continue to run.
What?
No,
continue
that's the commuter.
Right.
Is that the commuter?
No.
What the hell?
That's what. The folks, look.
The folks, look.
All right. Let me do a couple more of these here.
Yeah, I've got some too.
Yeah, you go ahead there then. You go ahead.
Sorry, this is funny. Meme creatives will save us. Viewers, please help promote NWG's book Crucible to Trump Fans on Mega Forums Tucker's YouTube channel this October. It's a must read for them to learn more. Take a chance on 1-2 NWG streams. I don't know what those streams are, but I'll check them out.
No What Killed.
Oh.
NWG. No What Killed. The Crucible.
Sorry.
New book.
Sorry, yeah. Jason. Sorry. I'm so sorry.
So sometimes when you're on the spot in a live stream, you can't remember all the abbreviations. I get that too. I get brain farts all the time.
Mother, neat new platform here. Yay. She's on Entropy. Good to have you here.
Cool.
Like in Warrior, apparently QAnon conspiracies is actually Nazism. Yeah, we're going to get into
that
later.
Cover that.
It's outrageous.
Yep.
We know it's mostly a bunch of boomer women that I know that are interested in it, too.
Yeah.
Black Phillip, not a huge Trump fan, but if he gets over it quickly, COVID, it would really shake up the fake pandemic narrative, especially if he has no lingering symptoms. He can still debate in person within 2 weeks, and I agree with that.
Yeah, yeah.
Den Mother So saying added means to be means he understands there currently are violent demonstrations going on, right? That
right.
was in relation to what you were saying earlier.
Yep, though. Yep. That's
and right. then, of course, I can't leave out Brad Grimba.
Brad. Good
thank
to see you, Brad.
Brad.
Yeah,
always
thank you,
good.
Brad. Yeah. Does he have a message?
No message. Just, no message. Just freedom shekels.
Thank
freedom
you, man. Freedom. Shekels. Yeah, read that. Freedom shekels. We got to have that. Shekels. It's a staple. It's a staple. Thank you, Brad. Appreciate it.
Jacob Hawthorne, thanks for covering stories honestly without bastardizing the truth with conservative bias. I really appreciate it, even though Henrik thinks it's funny when people are having strokes and likes to laugh at everyone less fortunate than him. Talking about Ron Paul?
Ron Paul? I did kind of just, it was funny the first little minute, but I feel for the guy, obviously, and I'm really glad he's recovered. So, you know, it was just, I didn't mean to be mean.
No.
I do appreciate
Paul. A lot of people, a lot of people were.
Yeah, just a little snicker.
I don't know if it's like a nervous thing people do. They're like uncomfortable watching it. Like,
yeah, I mean, it's definitely not for his family, but yeah.
You can't spell girl without gorilla. No message. That was it. Glenn the Chinaman, a resident Chinaman. Thank you. More and more normies will be forced to take a side, and we need to show them the light. I absolutely agree.
Yeah.
That's what we're trying to do.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it. I have a couple here, too. Zerota with a diamond says, Biden will declare himself the real president. I wouldn't be surprised. And then continues with the diamond and seek recognition from the EU and UN. Yeah, wouldn't that be something, huh? Usually it's the opposite, though, right? It's always America that steps in and kind of, nope, you know, with the, well, the color revolutions isn't really, the CIA has a finger in that, but it's more international groups, frankly, that do it. But America has done it, so would be, wouldn't that be strange if the shoe was on the other foot all of a sudden? Philbert Applebag with the diamond, good idea to learn how to use Tor properly. And question mark, I assume you're referring to the browser. I haven't used it that much. I just remember in the early days, it was like, this is great, it's security and stuff, and it was just so slow. But I think it's much faster right now, if you're referring to the Tor browser. But yeah, it probably is, to be honest. Use Brave. I mean, Brave is, and I'm not saying it's completely 100% you know, solid on the privacy front, but it certainly beats all the other browsers out there. If you check down the links in one of the videos on redeyes.tv, we have an affiliate link to the Brave browser there, too. So click in there and then download the browser, use it a little bit, and then we get a little kickback as well in cryptos, BAT, basic attention token. Ooga Booga with a diamond says, Trump won that debate. I don't know what the media says. Or I don't care, rather, what the media says. Yeah, I mean, Trump, he came out on the top. And that's why the media didn't want any other ones.
There's so many areas. I could have said this. I could have said that. But, you know, it's mainstream politics. Yeah. We're not going to get the goods here.
No. Lord Aragon with the diamond says, I'm selling off fireworks when Trump wins. I'm setting off. Sorry, Texas malt. Setting off fireworks when Trump wins. We'll see how much of that we can see. You might not even see, this is the thing. They're obviously not going to declare a winner on, what is it, November 3rd, the election is, or 7th, or what is it?
Yeah,
November
3rd? It's going to be several days later because
maybe
of
even
mail
weeks,
and ballots.
Maybe even months. And I know that the GOP side don't want this.
It shouldn't be that
way.
It should be about what was postmarked on the day of the election. So that should only be up until a week or something.
I agree. But they're going to try to push this, and they're going to try to say, nope, we got to wait, and a month, and 2 weeks goes by, a month, and then 2 months, and then what's going to happen, right? Scuba Slayer, Newspeak, unrest, equity, systemic racism, ungood. I haven't heard that ungood before, but that is a new that's a new Newspeak term for me. Thank you, Scuba Slayer. Nerms, Ninja Gini, thank you to message. Ooga Booga again with the diamond says, don't forget 16 or 2016. Pence is dull, but he can debate. Yeah. I think he can actually. We'll check that out. We'll definitely cover that.
He sound of mine more than Biden, that's for sure.
Yeah, yeah. And definitely more than Harris, right? Jaffo Bear, I think it's Jaffo Bear with a diamond says build back better sign falls off. Yeah, exactly. That's right, their slogan. Build back better.
Oh my god.
I don't know about
they
that.
Can't even build a podium right, eh?
We'd be better if it was like throbbing campaign build or something. Like that. Like bulging campaign. Big bulging campaign sign. Obergreuper with the Ninja Gini, thank you. No message. Max Headroom with the diamond. Two in a row, no message, thank you. Turd World Immigrant with a diamond. Great show and content, guys. Well, thank you for the diamond. Appreciate it. And Scuba Slayer says with a diamond, it's literally Orwellian newspeak. Yeah, it is. All right, update on Rufo here, Lana.
Yeah, exactly. Well, as we've been saying, none of this is about, it has never been about equality, but it turns out, you know, critical race theory is being pushed in these schools, regardless of what Trump has been saying or trying to put an end to it. These lefties, they just continue, even in public schools. In Virginia, local officials declared the First Amendment rights may be outweighed if they conflict with the goal to root out systemic racism. That is the language of dogma, not education, he says. So there's this teacher who's basically saying, hey, well, it's my free speech right to not want to teach these things. Like, I do not agree with them. And they say, nope, you don't actually have free speech rights when it comes to teaching anti-white critical race theory. So this is how hard that they're pushing this garbage, you know. Trump's got to really go after these. I mean, it's public school, taxpayer-funded money, and they're sitting there and these kids are learning white people bad, all white people are racist, because that is what critical race theory is. All white people are racist. And of course, it is racist. I mean, that is institutional racism, teaching critical race theory to these children in these schools.
Yeah, yeah, anti whiteness, to hate themselves, all that stuff, right? It's incredible. And so I'm glad they're highlighting that and seeking to try to kick it out. Hey, so I saw in the chat here, too, there was an interesting note, just did a quick search on it regarding Biden's slogan, Build Back Better. And it's like, it's a UN slogan, someone
building
says.
Back better. Yeah, so it's not even back original. Better.
It's a program that was first officially used in the United Nations Sendai Framework for Disaster Risk Reduction document, which was agreed on at the third UN World Conference, Disaster Risk Reduction, blah, blah, blah. BBB is an approach to post-disaster recovery. Interesting. Is that a message aimed at increasing the resilience of nations and communities to future disasters or shocks? The BBB approach integrates disaster risk reduction measures into the restoration of physical infrastructure, blah, blah, blah. But yeah, so that's a UN slogan. Thank you for that tip in the chat. That's very interesting. Very unsurprising, actually. But there you go. All right. So QAnon. We saw that QAnon. Yeah, that's right. QAnon.
They're running with this, that QAnon is a white supremacist Nazi conspiracy theories. I mean, it's amazing.
Where do I have it here? Like, yeah, so
everything
there it
is white supremacy.
So there was a House resolution here. This is just a couple of days ago. House resolution, for the slur, 1154, where they basically started to target QAnon and to put down, dismiss the heading for headline for it was condemning QAnon and rejecting the conspiracy theories it promotes. And now remember
that politicians are like corrupt
child,
and crooked.
Child sex trafficking, exactly. Pedophile rings, and
talking about like, bad people, bad how, stuff happening.
Now, gee,
how
why,
stop it?
Why in the world would these people in Washington D.C. would want to try to target this conspiracy theory? And try to get rid of that in different capacities, right? It's just so strange. And of course, then it ended up, someone people covered it here on Twitter, they said, House voters to adopt House Resolution 1154, condemning QAnon and rejecting the conspiracy theories. Vote 371 to 18, and I guess one abstained or something like that, right? So pretty
reading through it right
majority.
Now, talking about a secret plot to control the world. It's no secret you people are doing
I rise
it,
in strong support of this
sorry,
rule.
Go ahead.
Using their power to exploit children. This is in the resolution that they're calling conspiracy theories. That's happening.
So we're going to protect kids by rejecting QAnon.
And also about September 11th terrorist attacks, like 9/11 truth, right? To denying the safety of vaccines. Also,
shit.
Conspiracy theories that falsely Amazing. Blame secret cabals. Or marginalized groups, we know who that's code for, right? For society's ills, which have fueled prejudice, genocide, and acts of terrorism. Oh, we know exactly what that is, right? It's literally like, here we go, anti-Semitic. I mean, this is ultimately what it comes down to. It's expressing anti-Semitic views anytime you question these. Well, why is that?
Let's see if I can find that. I mean, I did, here it is, right? I did a video on this back in 2019, and again, as you know, bad you could or like cringy or whatever you want to call it, you think that QAnon is
doesn't matter. They have a right to talk about. Whatever.
Of course, it's the First Amendment, right? But this is not about QAnon. This is about the fact that they're targeting anything that's causing people to think bigger, go outside of the norm, outside of the paradigms, thinking outside of the box, breaking the opinion corridor, and just like going to things which you conventionally don't hear about, right? Because if you go down to the rabbit hole, you will discover things
that...
Yes, you discover some shit that's false, but some shit that's true as well. You open your mind, you think, but you're opening it up to the concept that there are people running the show.
Right? Exactly. And you're getting free from the hold of mainstream media, learning to think for yourself and critically think. So in this resolution, they're paranoid that it's going to create extremists. And they give a couple examples. A woman who vandalized a church, or a man arrested because he blocked traffic. Like, that's the worst they can come up with? What about people dropping bombs? And yes, these child trafficking rings and all this other crap that's going on, that these elites have all this power to do.
All Epstein stuff that goes on.
Exactly. Right. All this dirty, disgusting stuff that happens, that they get caught. It's real stuff. It's not just a made-up conspiracy theory. And here they are worried about someone spray painting something in a synagogue or a church or blocking traffic. Like, that's the worst.
Yep.
It's amazing.
It's incredible. But again, look at compare that to like what the BLM groups and Antifa are doing, right? The violence and listen to the I have two clips here from two
trying to prevent truth representatives here, obviously,
or congressmen, or whatever. The congressman Jim McGovern, we'll listen to him first, and then we have one from, and they speak a little bit on the QAnon thing here, Denver Riggleman. Listen to these two and how they frame this. Right,
I rise in strong support of this rule and the underlying resolutions. We must pass the resolution from Congresswoman Jayapal. Medical procedures being done on immigrants without their consent harkens back to a dark time in our nation's history when medical abuse against the poor and people of color happened again and again and again.
Now, that's in reference to some other shit that someone else is pushing. So, of course, it would be on that page. Yeah, there's just medical experiments being done on immigrants being dragged forcefully over the border. Like, well, what are you talking about? Anyway, now he gets into QAnon. Listen to this here.
I rise today, though, to discuss the bipartisan resolution condemning the collective delusion known as QAnon.
Delusion.
I don't say that description lightly, Madam Speaker.
And I mean, so, just to preface, yes, some things in there. I mean, again, it's very decentralized. It's very decentralized. It's, you won't be able to go to one person or one source to grasp what it all is.
So what,
but there is some nutty shit in there. But the point, that's not the point. The point is, they are going for, if you think differently, they're criminalizing you thinking that. That's exactly. Basically
and,
what
and
this is.
And they're going based on right here that these conspiracy theories foster violence and racism and anti-Semitism and all this crap.
Yep, listen to this.
But we nothing all that must they do call it what it is. Violence.
No, of course. It's just BLM and Tifa, 3 months of utter violence, body bags, like in the, you know, 30 body bags in its wake.
And start wars overseas and topple countries. You know, they're worried about some people in some chat talking about, you know, some conspiracy theory.
Listen to this, sir.
But we all must call it what it is, a sick cult. We are not
like
talking about
theory?
A group of people with just some differing political views. Americans respect political disagreement. But what we do not respect and what this House should not tolerate are people using conspiracy theories from the darkest corners of the internet to spread hate
here we go
and lies.
Again.
Here we go. Like, yeah, you mean like on YouTube.com and Facebook.com that before they started
corners.
Banning everything? Yeah. Oh,
well,
my God, look at
not,
this Facebook.com.
Just because it's not MSNBC, you idiot.
Just call it dark corners and it's just scare them.
QAnon isn't some harmless distraction. It is an extremist ideology that exploited children and opens the door to real life.
It exploits children?
Exploits. So you're admitting that what they're saying is true.
Yeah,
they have been exploited.
Yeah.
And how
child
are they,
sex trafficking.
Okay, so he's admitting. And how is it exploiting
pedophilia.
by wanting justice and wanting to stop that? How is that exploiting these
kids?
But
it's a crazy cult, Lana.
Violence.
God.
That's what we're talking about here. Reality versus delusion. Political discussion.
They're going to tell you what reality is.
We're going to be the arbiter of what is true every single time. And if you disagree, we'll criminalize you and we'll put you in jail. That's how. And then we'll do the 101.
Says this
politician. We have this room called 101 over here, and we got electrodes and electroshock therapy, and we have this new magnetic test run that we'll do on your brain.
These pills
to change
and this
your,
camp, and you know you'll be good as new.
Violence. Just ask the sponsor of this resolution, Congressman Malinowski. In an interview that was published yesterday, he talked about the death threats and hundreds of hate-filled attacks sent to him from QAnon supporters after introducing this bill.
Poor man. Yeah,
he's
wonder
not
why.
The only
he
member
nothing,
of Congress
right?
has been targeted. Yep. And sadly, there are candidates across the country running to serve in Congress that peddle this trash. It is sick. It is wrong.
They want to be untouchable.
And it is dangerous.
Yep.
These asshole politicians, yep, they just want to have free reign to do whatever the fuck they want to do without anyone calling them out for anything that they do.
Yep.
It's outrageous.
Just,
and now they want to make it illegal for you to say anything negative about them,
yep,
and to call them out when they are caught doing bad things.
Yep. I covered this back. Check out the video. It was back in August 30th, and there was one of the first documents came out from some supposed the Phoenix office of the FBI intelligence bulletin from the Phoenix office. And they were talking all about this is dangerous. We have to shut it down. We have to criminalize this. And now they get with QAnon, they got what they wanted, right? And some people even say that it's an intelligence operation in and of itself, which of course would be not only ironic, but kind of plausible considering that, well, we have to dictate what it is so we can kind of drive it off the edge on certain issues. It
just
seems
so they can
unreasonable.
Shut down certain
and
topics
then can, we can
are,
ban
are
all
true,
of it, right?
Right.
But
make it illegal to talk about certain things. Well, the fact that they're going way out of their way says, like, if it's just a bunch of kooky
someone
ideas,
said,
since, what are you so afraid of?
Yeah, someone said in the comments, like, wow, like DC is panicking big time, you know?
Now, it's frustrating that the president wouldn't condemn QAnon. He says they like him. But then again, I never thought I'd see the day when a president of the United States would tell a white supremacist group to stand down and stand by in a national debate.
Well, see, here you go. You see where exactly where they are.
Who is the conspiracy theorists now, right?
Yeah,
so that's from that guy. So that's from, if you know who Congressman Jim McGovern is, vote him out. I guess he's from, what state is he in? Doesn't even say here, but yeah, make sure you don't vote for that guy. Here's another one. Here's Congressman Riggleman. He's from, I think this one was like Maine or something, or New Hampshire. Let's listen to this guy here.
From California's recognized.
Oh, California, of course. Of course, sorry. California.
From California's
recognized. And listen to how he ties in anti-Semitism in this one.
Nice.
Mr. Speaker, I'm pleased to yield such time as he may consume to the co-sponsor of this resolution, the gentleman from Virginia, Mr. Riggleman.
Oh,
gentleman from Virginia is recognized.
Okay. Always.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Cucked state.
Before I begin today, I do want to extend my best wishes to President Trump and Melania. Our thoughts and prayers are with them as they battle COVID-19.
Sure, we want them to die.
I also want to thank Tom Malinowski for the amazing discussions that we have had going forward on this resolution. Yep. The amazing person to work with, and I thank you for your work, Mr. Malinowski, and everybody else. I do rise today at a pivotal moment in our nation's history and a moment of reckoning for our national discourse. The vitriol and anger spewing from both sides of the political aisle, echoing across the darkest corners and caverns of the internet, has led to violence and hate, divisiveness and anger. It has all but extinguished
the media hasn't done anything. The other side hasn't done anything to divide people.
And when you add up the so-called violence, again, looking at
QAnon violence.
Right, what does that mean? World wars.
What is this violence?
I mean, even just looking at crime against white people, what happens statistically every year of who's being shot and who's being raped. Like, there's no QAnon violence happening. They're just making this up.
Yep.
Political discourse in this great country called by so many a city on the hill.
Continue to be First Amendment is dead because of assholes like you. Like that, there's no shining city
of hope. If we have been for so long, if we can't address the issues holding us back, the webs that have ensnared us, and the mistrust that has invaded our politics.
I mean, the pedophile webs.
The resolution before us today is not a panacea, but it asks us a question about our purpose here in this august body. Will we stand up and condemn a dangerous, dehumanizing, and convoluted conspiracy theory that the FBI has assessed with high confidence is very likely to motivate some domestic extremist, wholly or in part, to...
So we have determined that one day there's people from this group that's going to go out and do violence so we can just shut it down now. Pre-crime. This is pre-crime. It's a minority report. It's already here.
Engage in criminal or violent activity? When my friend and colleague, Representative Malinowski, and I introduced a resolution condemning the QAnon conspiracy theory, we knew that we could draw the ire of those that believe in fantastical theories. We were condemning something that is a danger
corrupt.
To our political discourse.
Oh my God! It's outrageous to think the government is corrupt.
Well, on the face of it, is outrageous. So therefore, it must be wrong, right? It can't be. Nothing of it can be true because it's just so contradictory to what we've been told, right?
And I love it too, how it's like, it's supposedly this conspiracy about this global network, this global world order, when they're like talking about it all the time. Global unity and globalism and the UN going on about it all the time. It's like, it's out there.
Yep.
QAnon believers have accused me of running a pedophilia ring for Israel being a member of the Zionist organizational government.
Let's see the evidence, man.
Been called a traitor.
I love that it's reaching this far. Yeah, isn't that awesome, though?
Oh, my God. Let's shut it down.
I love that this stuff is getting into holes of government, and these guys are getting so chapped about this.
What do you got to hide, huh?
Exactly. Let's see the evidence, Riddleman.
QAnon believers have accused me of running a pedophilia ring for Israel, being a member of the Zionist organizational government, called a traitor, accompanied by a picture of the gallows.
Well, the very fact that you're doing this makes it all worthwhile, right? The labels are coming true, not because they were initially, but because of how you're reacting to them.
It's comedy at this point.
And stated I was part of a target list. The grotesque nature of the tweets and Instagram posts and the anti-Semitic tripe.
That's the worst he gets. Tweets
and Instagram posts.
That's it. Meanwhile, go drop bombs on people overseas.
Fine. This is upstanding. God. We're doing the right thing. We're not part of a corrupt network.
Is Riggleman Jewish?
No, I try to look into it. As far as I know, he's not. But he goes on and on about the anti-Semitism thing here.
Spewed by QAnon adherents should cause concern for everyone. Obviously, this is all ridiculous, much like their theory.
Well, let's see the evidence.
But the death threat.
Can you even summarize it then for us? Yeah. Can you just tell us what? I mean,
tell us how it's
the fact that no one can accurately and have intentionally just spun it out of control. There's cannibals that are eating babies, and you remember all the stuff included in there. Yeah. Like, all right, come on, like settle down here now.
Threats Tom Malinowski received were a surprise and a shock. This type of behavior is easily condemned by all of us here in this chamber today. Putting aside the bizarre views of QAnon adherents, I call on this body to condemn them because of their actions that include threatening the life of my friend, Tom Malinowski.
He got a tweet. He got a tweet. Oh, my God.
And that person who sent the tweet or the Instagram post totally was legitimate, a card-carrying member of QAnon.
Oh, I know.
And he was a representative of this conspiracy theory. Yeah. And it was totally not a gay op, and it was totally not a Fed person posting.
So they can use it. See this tweet. It's always the worst they've got. Yeah. A tweet. Yay. A tweet.
I'm getting pushback on Twitter. Can we criminalize this somehow? Can we do that?
Bob in the Illinois Capitol Rotunda to make Americans aware of the Pizzagate conspiracy theory, the murder of a man in New York in 29, and other such activities. QAnon and the conspiracy theories it promotes are a danger and a threat that has no place in our country's politics. I condemn this movement and urge all of my fellow members to...
They're outlawing for you to have a different view on the world.
That's against them.
Yeah.
You can't think against me.
I know this is like, whatever, I don't care about QAnon, but like, try to get this like in here that this is... This is outrageous.
So what is this? What is a resolution? Yay. So what is it? They just sit around we disagree and here's our paperwork for it that we filed?
Well, this is the groundwork that's going to lead to legislation eventually. It's going to lead to money and resources being put into stopping these kinds of things.
You will be arrested.
It's just the first step. And it's going to take a long time, but in 2 years, it's going to be anywhere on the internet. If you mention a conspiracy theory, you'll be put in jail. That's what they want this to be. You listen, you obey, you listen to us, you do what we tell you to do, you shut up,
so
and you obey.
So then basically they were otherwise confirming we'll get you. Everything that these people are talking about, like this powerful network that's like wants to
control
everything.
Yeah, that network doesn't exist, but somehow they managed to pass laws to make people stop talking about it. Right.
To join me in taking the step to exclude them and other extreme conspiracy theories from the national discourse.
Got about a minute left.
We talk about the First Amendment all the time.
Aliens.
It is absolutely appropriate for the members of this body to use the First Amendment to call out those that are using their First Amendment gift, that First Amendment gift of the United States citizens, to attack other individuals.
Wait a minute. So listen to that again. That's incredible. So you're saying you are going to be the arbiter of who gets to use the First Amendment.
Yeah. It's a gift.
Well, this is outrageous.
You can't use it for
This is incredible shit.
We talk about the First Amendment all the time. It is absolutely appropriate for the members of this body to use the First Amendment to call out those that are using their First Amendment gift, that First Amendment gift of the United States citizens, to attack other individuals.
Yeah, by calling out. But that's not what this is about.
We're going to use our free speech right to kill your free speech rights.
Right. We'll use the First Amendment to call you out. Yeah, but this is going to lead to much more than just calling out. This is going to lead to a framework that's going to criminalize
this. That's what I'm saying.
This.
Why a resolution then, if it's all free speech?
Yeah.
We already have this laws in place. So if someone goes out and kills or bombs or like doesn't, there's already laws in place. They will be prosecuted.
We need to know what goes on inside of your brain. We need to know, and we need to make sure that we shut those thoughts down before they manifest themselves in some way negatively against us in the world.
Nation has passed through stronger storms than this. And definitely in the past, and we will come out stronger still. But it takes leadership from the top to stand up against extreme ideas like QAnon. I call on this House to do that today. Support this resolution. Pass it. I agree with my friend and colleague, Tom Malinowski, that we should not be playing with fire. I've been in the intelligence business. I know the power of information operations and false information. Again, let's pass this resolution. Thank you. And I yield back the balance of my
California. And they did. And they passed it. All right. What, America, your First Amendment is fucked.
It's
been gone for some time.
It's amazing.
But, part of it, I also think, is related to that there is a large swath of Trump supporters tied to it. And therefore, let's just shut the. It's I said in the, two, three shows back, the QAnon is what the alt-right was in 2016.
Yeah.
The way that they're being targeted, basically.
Here we are, 4 years later.
Yep. Tame Damon with the diamond says more ninja hand signaling from Lana. Hilarious. Fledgling with a diamond says Tor website says number one funder of Tor is U.S. federal government. Really? That's interesting. If so, I did not know that. I thought that was okay. Well, that's a warning sign right there. The real mother hen with the diamond says my libsil pulled kids out of school because too extreme. SIL, what does that stand for? SIL?
Son-in-law?
Hmm?
Son-in-law, I think.
My liberal son-in-law pulled kids out of school because too extreme. Well, there
good
you go.
Him.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, I know you have to shorten it when you write that with the diamonds. So that's why sometimes the abbreviations. Yeah, I mean, it's getting completely nutty in the school environment, right? And you got to watch out what they're being taught because it's an indoctrination camp these days, you know?
Yeah.
It has been for a few decades now. Spectre Lucence with the diamond says global warming conspiracy theory causes tons of damage. Well, there you go. But I call them solar deniers, the ones who are like not taking into account the effects of the solar cycles, right? But they don't care about that. That's fine. That you can create, look at Greta Thunberg, right? She has been basically traumatized and then later weaponized by the global elite because she believes that this thing is real. We're all going to die in 12 years. And look at the trauma and the post-traumatic stress that these kids go through.
And when
they
she's 15 still alive, what's it going to be then?
It creates incredible damage. You're right. Defective Goyen with the diamond says, this is a flashback to Comrade Stalin. There you go. Mm. The real mother hen again with the diamond says, remember when life was normal? Escape. Yeah, press escape to return.
Good old days good of old 20, days. 2012.
Well, I'd say, no, 13. Not even. I'd, no,
not even.
I'm talking early 90s.
Yeah,
you know,
well,
like,
I mean, at least like mid-90s. In our adulthood that we can remember.
Yeah, even that was like after 2000s, it was just downhill
well,
completely.
Of course it was. But you could still say whatever you wanted.
90s was good. It was,
2010, you still could.
It was still a lot of like pessimism and negativity and all the grunge bullshit that was around that.
But people weren't so sensitive and easily offended.
No, of course not.
I'm working on a video about that, like comparing the youths today versus youths of old.
My pillow griper with a diamond says Q is correct about the pedos, but not about Trump. Yeah, I mean, I don't even know all the different things that's sort of weaved into it.
I see some stuff comes my way.
And that's why I kind of get so tired of, you have some dumb politician that's lined up like, oh, what do they say? What is, oh my God, we got a bandit.
Like he sat there and sifted through
everything.
I know,
it's like, they don't even know what it is. Like, I mean, it started like I'm Paul on 4chan.
Yeah.
And anybody can just insert information into it and claim that it's part of it. Yeah, I mean, it doesn't, anyway. Defective Goyen with the diamond says, Rick Moranis got some black love today. We covered it first thing in the show. Yep, indeed. Durdurius with a diamond says, lo thy thuset in this broken staff of reed. Isaiah 36:6. Lo thou thuselth in this broken staff of reed.
Oh,
well, there
God,
you go.
It's so hard to read this.
My pillow griper with a diamond. Replace Q with BLM/Antifa, and we have a country. We have a country. Yeah, I mean, yeah, in the sense that you can block it, right? You can stop that or whatever. No, they're always turning on the wrong thing, and they're always targeting the very things that are trying to help people out and liberate people and make things better, right? That's their job. My Pillow Groiper with the diamond says, QAnon is net positive. These pedos are scared at AF. I think they are. I think Pete's after, I've said it before, but after those emails got, this is why Assange has been virtually like tortured for, punished. What is it, over a decade now, not even being able to go outside, because whoever leaked those emails and all that shit that came up with Podesta's, all the weird code words,
started all of the
Pizzagate stuff, and then it's gone into Q from there. They want blood. They want someone punished for this. And now it's QAnon. That's the latest target. But yeah, I think you're right. I think it's a net positive. There's some wacky, weird shit in there, whatever, crazy people around it. But overall, if it gets people to open up their mind a little bit and questioning these things and get them running down a road that goes counter to the
government and the media won't have such a hold on them. That's what we need.
Effective Goyim with a diamond says, Comrade Stalin outlawed anti-Semitism in 1931. There you go. Jeff O'Bear with a diamond says, a pedo ring for Israel? No way. Surely not. there you go. Lord Aragon with the diamond says, Ringelmann is a former NSA spook and afraid of tweets. Well, there you go. Yeah,
he
called
exactly.
it out himself, NSA. I guess. NSA or intelligence. Yep.
Then he should know how they play it, that they plant their own in these places all the time.
Well, he probably knows that, and that's why he's up there right now talking about shutting it down. Ooga Booga with the diamond says, free speech is not a gift. Fuck this guy. Yeah, that's right. Filbert Applebag is a... with the diamond says, the paranoia is eating itself. Yeah, that's right. My Pillow Groiper with the diamond says, great show as always. God bless. Well, thank you. Good of you to join us. Nordic Prince with a diamond says, life is tough. Is tough now? Or, tough. I think it is tough. Is that how you spell tough? Sometimes I get wacky on though and tough, but I think it's life is tough now. I still love you. Love your truth, as it says. Thank you, Nordic Prince. I appreciate that. Thank you so much. Sorry for half butchering that. Cornered Space Alien with a diamond says, can't rely on any institution. Can't rely on any institution. It's over. Yeah, I mean, just call them crutches. All the crutches that are meant to make you be safer and, all this shit that the government sets up and all these big bureaucrat machines and all the socialist structures
you're
around
you.
You're
better without
them
anyway.
You're better without them, ultimately. I mean, all these are crutches that are trying to make you, it's a mob thing. I mean, give us money, we'll protect you and take care of you. And look at what they're doing when they run away. What's the normal lifespan of a nation is around 200 years, right? And after a certain point, it just starts going downhill. It's what you had in your video and that comment. It was like, even you go back to the Greek philosophers and stuff, like you went from Platonism to Aristotle to the Stoics, and then it just went downhill from there to, what was the...
Epicurean,
yeah. And like just this weird...
It's all about feels and feeling and what feels good.
Yeah, senses and all this shit, right? And that's where we are. And then it was skeptics after that. That's right, yeah. That's the cycle of things. And it needs to be renewed. It needs to be refreshed. And I forget which American revolutionary said it, but they talked about the tree of patriotism's got to
be
watered with the blood or the tree of liberty got to be watered with the blood of patriots, I think he said. And that seems to be the case. I mean, what can I say? All right. It seems you have to have people working for something and wanting to hold on to it and create something for themselves. Otherwise, they don't appreciate it. And they let it go, and they just become lazy, and they leave it to scum like this dude.
Yeah,
we're gonna shut you down if you think differently. We're gonna cancel you.
Create a weak man. Weak men are gonna create hard times coming up here, happening right now.
Nordic Prince with the diamond says, "Let's all help our parents and show we are." And I think it's continuing down below, maybe. No, maybe not. Oh, there it is. Sorry. Yeah, let's all help our parents and show we are. Of good stock, we are the kindest, we love our families. There you go. Thank you for that, Nordic Prince. Appreciate it. Corner Space Alien with a diamond says, for now, CSA, Corner Space Alien is no longer upset. Well, there you go. Good, good. Glad to hear it. No beam weapons here. Caliph Torn? Sorry if I butcher that. Caliph Tom, I think it is. With the diamond, the text is way too small for me here. Communism more popular in USA in 2020 than in Russia.
It's true.
It's a great observation.
Didn't
think
about
but
it's that
true.
Way,
yeah.
It's true.
It's just, your grandma said that, right?
Yeah, she warned about this. And we were like,
Shut up, old
lady.
It's like, One day, communism is going
to
come.
I was too young to understand.
It's going to push dildos up your baby.
I remember being really a young girl, just like, how could that be? You know, because I had it in one way in my mind. But communism, this is a 2.0 version, you know, so it's been a little more sly coming in.
Corner Space Alien with a diamond says CSA's Ebola test result was a false positive. Oh, good. I'm glad to hear that. Fantastic. Defective Goyen with a diamond says media not reporting what's going on in America. Absolutely not. American Life with a diamond says rice, beans, and bullets, folk. There you go. Defective Goyen with a diamond says Turkey is ready for war with Armenia. Yeah, that's heating up. I even had a story on that. Not sure we'll be able to get to that. But yes, Turkey is siding with Azerbaijan. Russia is siding with Armenia, and it's another proxy war, and this shit could just turn hot very, very quickly. I mean, it is hot, but I mean, grow outside of the perimeters of just being relegated to the disputed zone between Armenia and Azerbaijan. But yeah, it's crazy. And Turkey are fucking maniacs, man, I'll tell you.
Oh, yeah.
It's incredible. Filbert Applebag with a diamond. Learn how to use Monero correctly for transactions. Yeah, we used Monero. We have a Monero address, and I know they have two things, a confirmation address, which is a little bit different from the different cryptos. Some others have it, I guess. And then you have the actual address you send it to and stuff like that, right? But yeah, Monero's is good stuff. What I hear about it, it's all good. Okay, quickly on this here. Maybe Trump Bucks 2.0 is incoming. There's been negotiations. Of course, I don't know. Pelosi apparently said something the other day about it. So it's like, yeah, we'll find some way to do it or whatever. But that could mean $1,200 more of your money might be coming back to you.
Yeah, exactly.
So we'll see how that turns out. Well, this was funny. For U.S. I got this. U.S. cyclist suspended by team for using an internet blackface emoji to respond to journalist who tweeted that Trump supporters should unfollow her. So if you use the wrong emoji now with the wrong colors on it, you lose your position on a bicycling team, right?
Quickly, I'm telling you, a lot of these cyclists, these road cyclists, I know we were just talking about so many shitlibs among them. Jeez, and I know Portland, Oregon just had some like naked cycling protest last night, protesting against Amy Coney Barrett under the full moon with their naked, ugly asses hanging out on their bikes.
Nice.
6 feet apart, though. Masks. Not down there, but on their face,
yep.
Of course, you know. Just,
man. Anus in the wind. Comey, please. Ignorance regarding problems with Steele dossier. Now, I don't know if I actually watched, two-thirds of the hearing where there was Comey. He was joining in remotely, of course. He wasn't, like, on the spot really like that. He could feel safe behind his webcam or whatever the hell he tuned into. Here's a super cut. And keep this in mind, too. In the latest No-Go Zone, I play that clip of the Australian who says, they're asking him what his name was, where he lived. It was the cops, right? Because he was out without a mask. And so they're asking him all these things. And he said, I can't recall. And then they said, well, you have to answer. And said, well, there was a commission recently with the government people. And all they said all the time was, I can't recall. And they were under oath, right?
Their lawyer told them to
say that. I can't recall.
Yeah,
listen to how many
answer without answering.
Exactly. Listen to how many times poor James Comey couldn't recall. This is amazing. Check this out. And of course, this is all about the corruption, all this bullshit with the Steele dossier, all the bullshit that they created around attacking the Trump campaign, the manufactured evidence of Russia, the fact that Obama, the holdover within the Department of Justice, all this shit, Brennan, Clapper, they were all trying to target the Obama administration and they created evidence, manufactured it. And finally, Comey was on the spot about this stuff. And what does he say? Listen to this.
Did Mr. Page deny knowing people that you accuse him of having contact with?
I don't remember. That's about all I recall. I don't remember that. I don't remember learning anything additional about Steele's sources. Not that I recall, no. I don't remember Bruce or ever giving me. I don't recall that.
So do you recall?
I do not.
Do you recall?
I do not. I don't remember any discussion. I don't remember using that word. But I don't remember using that word. I don't remember ever being informed. I don't recall being informed of that.
Did you ask any questions or do any due diligence on this at all?
I don't remember anything about the facts that have been revealed recently about the subsource.
Yeah,
I don't remember the exact words, but something similar.
That doesn't ring
bells with me.
Okay.
Well, that's a pretty stunning thing. It didn't ring a bell.
Which I'm sure you remember.
I don't remember the exact words. I don't remember whether I knew the Democratic Party. I don't know for sure. I don't know. I don't think I knew before. I remember reading the footnote. I don't know whether I asked. I don't know what that refers to. As I said earlier, that does not ring any bells with me when I read that. I don't remember it. I don't remember receiving anything that's described in that letter.
You know, Mr. Comey, I call that selective memory.
I mean, these are people under oath, servants to the people, to these agencies, and
forced to answer.
All they can say is, "I can't recall." You, on the other hand,
give them some truth, sir.
You can think what you want, and you'll be criminalized if you think differently.
Exactly.
These guys who are like actually doing criminal shit.
Yeah, that's fine. I don't recall.
I just can't recall.
I don't know.
Oh, holy shit. Shroon with a diamond says, Hail Monero, decentralized and difficult to trace. Yeah, that's one of the real upsides I gather from Monero. It's actually one of the few things that are more difficult, at least. Probably not impossible, but more difficult to trace. Max Headroom with the diamond says, Bicyclists are scum. Ross H with a diamond. I can't recall why I sent you this. Well, there you go. Obergreuper with a Ninja Guinea. Thank you, sir. Appreciate that. All right, a couple more real quick here, and then we'll wrap up. Let's see what we had left in the bag. Oh, this one, the Corona cringe stuff. Did you see this one?
No.
Mayor Lightfoot Beetlejuice. Check this out. The Corona Destroyer, Chicago.
Not the Census Cowboy anymore?
They've upgraded.
She's so weird. Bleaching?
Yeah.
On a black? That's racist.
Clorox.
So guess what we're here to talk about today?
What the fuck?
Oh my gosh.
What is happening here? And the music?
God, American politics.
This is reality now. This is where we are,
this
folks.
This is like their Halloween costume or something like that.
This is where
like,
we are.
Oh
yep.
My god. She's weird. She is Halloween, man. She is creepy.
UK, COVID police crash 10-year-old girl's birthday party after neighbors snitch on family.
Yep, right? This is what it is.
More on the UK, quick clip here. Vaccines in the millions and certificates need to be sent. And of course, it's going to be arranged by none other than the military. Look at this. This is a discussion in Parliament here in the UK.
We must learn the lessons of the PPE rollout, testing, track and trace. Mass vaccine rollout is an enormous responsibility and we need to get it right. Planning must start immediately, and I have written to the Prime Minister recommending that he consider calling on the Ministry of Defence to establish a small task force led by a senior, empowered voice of authority to begin the planning and design of a draft blueprint. The armed forces have the capacity, the logistical experience, and the national reach, and are not overburdened by any current duties involving tackling COVID-19. To take on this mammoth and incredible task. And when you pause to consider what is involved, logistics of shifting millions of refrigerated vaccines across
millions
the country,
the
creation of regional distribution hubs,
travel
which then feed into mobile testing centres, developing a national database to track progress and issue the vaccination certificates, which they themselves will probably have to be internationally recognised in order to allow travel.
Yep, there
travel,
we go.
Yep, in order to allow
and
travel.
And of course, UK will be the first one to...
Right. No. It was never about that. That's
you can't
bullshit,
travel
blah, blah, blah.
Unless you're like tracked and traced.
I want to do two more stories.
As if we aren't already.
Exactly. Now, I want to do two more stories real quick. I guess we'll end with the Atlantic, the white noise one, like 3 years late. Did you see that one yet?
Mm-mm.
Total cringe thing, right? Anyway, look at this. Pennsylvania's Democratic governor caught on a hot mic laughing about the political theater of masks. Big surprise.
Oh, no. So, Wendy, I'm going to take my mask off
when I speak. I will as well. I'm
waiting so we can do a little political theater.
So that it's on camera.
So that it's on camera. Look at that. Yeah, I'm waiting to take
so
off.
So dishonest.
Yep, there we go. So... Completely
knowingly lie.
Genuine,
are just the
folks.
Worst, man. No respect.
We'll cover this in Weekend Warrior, but Coinbase is seeking to pay off its SJW employees to get them to leave the company.
They banned us and so many other people.
Yep, they did.
Should send him a letter.
We'll talk about that one later. But I want to end. Let's end on this one then, because this is just so. They turned off. You can still like or dislike the video, but they turned off the seeing the actual ratio. It was so. downvoted.
Meghan and Harry, yeah, oh my God.
Yeah, we have to, no, we have to wait with that. This is the Atlantic's the white Atlantic noise. Oh, this is about, well, three irrelevant people, which are not, the alt-right is not around anymore. Three people that have left and they've gone in completely different directions. But this is, of course, you know, it's always advantageous for the Atlantic to show up and do some documentary about the alt-right, right? So anyway, check out this.
So 4 years ago,
racist just means nothing to me anymore. It's been so overused that I just have no respect for that term.
To understand the alt-right, I think you do have to understand our experience. I've lived in this multicultural mess my entire life.
This is old footage too, right?
No shit.
If you're willing to espouse views that the world finds shocking, I could not see a single European face. Assimilate or go home.
I want to be a household name.
What's your gender?
Good question. I don't know. Mischief making.
Whites are becoming a minority in the United States quickly.
All of us Europeans, we have the responsibility to reproduce. Having a family shouldn't be about personal pleasure or personal well-being. Like, that's not nationalist. That's not collectivist.
Fascinating.
Almost everywhere now, they've gone sort of mainstream.
Those views don't seem so fringe anymore because they're Lauren one
Southern
click away
is a
on YouTube.
Total centrist.
Hate crimes are on the rise in the U.S. and Europe, and continue to rise every year.
They sure are. There's no Antifa BLM violence going on.
Hail Trump! Hail our people!
And Nazi.
This again,
let's bring back
again,
the Nazi
again.
Stuff. It was,
oh,
it was the Atlantic's.
Yep, blah,
the Atlantic's
blah, blah.
Claim to fame, right?
Dead girl, that ratchets things up.
Do you feel like you have blood on your hands?
Absolutely not.
A scathing, whatever, of white supremacy.
You get so high on the likes and follows.
Oh, jeez. Speak for yourself, man.
Keep going, and it's like a drug.
People like bad guys more than the good guys.
Things that I should have been horrified by had just become normal to me. Some help.
Oh, God. Is that Lady MAGA?
I don't know what that was.
Declared a state of emergency.
Inside the alt-right, no, like what?
No, and like Cernovich isn't what? Even like, ugh, no, it's just, where do you begin?
I mean, all the people featured in it have like left for different fields, have gone in different directions. The alt-right isn't around anymore. I mean, it's like The Atlantic. Yesterday's news today. White noise.
They're still obsessing about these people.
Of course.
4, 5, 6
You can always whip
years
out
later.
Some good, a good Nazi feature and feature
God.
It on your YouTube channel,
oh,
right?
Oh, God.
Yeah, so anyway, so
it's
that,
just, it's
that
all
happened.
Irrelevant. Dumb.
Yeah, they took away. No comments turned off.
Yeah,
they
it's
hit
hard
the dislike
down.
Like ratio, and it was like maybe 20,000 to like 1,000 or something.
All right, so the bottom of the barrel, yeah.
White noise. Mike Cernovich, Richard Spencer, Lauren Southern. October 25th. I guess they think that this should be some adjacent to the election, I guess. That's why they're waiting to
and it's funny
October 21st to release it or something.
People are even friends.
No, of course not. All right, good stuff. We'll end on that, ladies and gentlemen, I think. But yeah, definitely. If you haven't already, check out redicemembers.com. Latest video from Lana right up there right now. Never give up. Check that out. And of course, we have tons of stuff in the archives as well. Weekend Warrior is coming up next. We have usually we do prep on Saturdays. We record that on Sundays. And of course, we pour a lot more attention and detail into that too. It's a little bit better, prepared and produced and stuff like that. So a lot of people who do check it out in the members, they do enjoy it. They tell us that all the time. So check that out. Great way. Otherwise, Lon, I think we should open the box. What else is there?
Actually,
do you have any
a couple
there?
More. No, yeah, no message, but the funny names: fashion mutilated lesbian. Thank you. And it's okay if the animals enjoy it. We know where that comes from.
I had a couple of more here too. RoboThink, I see here. He says, Red Eyes TV is awesome. Thank you. With the diamond, by the way. Thank you, RoboThink. Good to see her. Nordic Prince with the diamond says, come to Caithness. I think, is that Scotland? Caithness? Where is that? Or is that Ireland? Sorry if I'm confusing that. Let me just search real quick. I want to see if I can get that right.
Into both.
Caithness. Scots. Yeah, it's like an island. Is it not Caithness? Yeah, it's the northernmost, almost the most. It's not like Orkney or anything like that, but it's like almost the most northern parts of Scotland. That's where they. Anyway, it says.
Will they let us in?
No, I'm not sure. Here's the map here, right there. Caithness, right? Pretty based flag there too, huh? Come to Caithness if you're not brainwashed. How about that? Okay, good tip. Max Headroom with a diamond. Sorry, Ninjagini, actually. Thank you for that. Appreciate it. Great show. You guys are my favorite news outlet. Well, thank you for that. Appreciate it. Thank you for watching. And thank you for the support. Defective Goyen with the diamond says, UK has a migrant crisis and media does not care. Now, no. we have to bring this up in Week of War 2. I have it a couple of stories for today. We didn't get to it. UK has just started their Black History Month, by the way. October
of course
is the Black
did.
History Month in
of
the UK. We have some videos
did.
On that, by the way. Shroon with a diamond.
Every white says, country will have that here in the next 10 years.
Definitely. White noise, white so scary, LOL. Yeah, pretty much. It's, I don't know, it's just so cringe. I can't believe they're doing it, but they are. And again, their feature is like the Hailgate stuff. And again, remember, there were not supposed to be cameras in at that point.
No, Richard Spencer has provided,
Richard Spencer has provided the camera, the people from the Atlantic who were in there with their cameras.
And didn't tell anyone.
There was an allocated slot for media, but the Atlantic stays after. And so they know right on cue when to do what and where to zoom in and all that kind of stuff, right? Suck on that for a while because they got just what they wanted. And remember, remember how there was attached to Trump and all that stuff, and it was just a shitstorm. Canards and Tropes, One Ninjagini, thank you. Neon fucking schnazis, I think it is. Let's go. All right, thank you. Canards and Tropes, appreciate it. Eight of us with a diamond, thank you to message. Nordic Prince again with a diamond. Never give up. Red Eyes, we are better than that. That's right. Thank you, man. Appreciate it. Mr. Wright with a Ninjagini. Kids needs diapers. Kids need diapers. Well, there you go. Thank you, Mr. Wright. Appreciate
it. They sure do. A lot of them, don't they?
Admatron 1 with a diamond. Much love. Thank you. Nordic Prince with a diamond says, there's no finer country than Caithness. LOL. Love. There's nothing like your home area where you're familiar with. I'll tell you that much.
That's true.
Yeah, but I'm sure it's a beautiful country.
Well, I was born in America, and I certainly don't feel at home much here anymore.
Yeah, but you
it's
do on the truth. On the west, northwest,
parts
right?
Parts of Oregon and right. stuff, but it's being tainted, you know what I mean?
Oh, well, yeah, kind of, no, of course. Well, I mean, again, it's like I don't recognize many parts of Sweden.
It's an awful feeling.
I'm feeling like a stranger
in
my own land.
At home.
And we didn't make the in that sense, like from our, like, if you were to... leave your own country to go to another and expecting to feel home there. Yeah, that's dumb, right? But we're being replaced and we are being turned into strangers in our own homeland.
That's why
we have nothing to say about it, right?
Refugees need to go back home at the end of it. You know, I always think about that too with my Russian ancestors and fleeing the Bolsheviks and all that. I wish that they went back after the Red Terror was over, that they made the journey back sooner.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
The Red Terror just seems to sweep across
in different,
like,
it's
always somewhere and it
just
sweeps across. Yeah. So I definitely understand Nordic Prince. Thank you for that, by the way. Seems like a wonderful country. Looks like the rocky coastlines are very much reminiscent of what we have on the west coast of Sweden. Bohuslän, Oreskjern out there, and the Kattegat, Skagerrak area.
It's northern, right? Northern Scotland. Yeah, I love northern Scotland. I've been there a couple times.
Mr. Wright with a Ninjagini, grown-ups need beer. Well, there you go. Thank you. In these times, you definitely do. Defective Goyen with a diamond, although I don't drink that much beer. He gives a diamond and says, need a movie on Henry Ford, the first. Well, there you go. That would be good to see, actually. Mr. Wright with a Ninjagini, have a supreme weekend. Thank you, sir. You too. Always good to see you here. Corner Space Alien with a Ninjagini. Cornered Space Alien highly recommends Weekend Warrior. CSA, thanks, Red Eyes. Awesome. Thank you, man. I appreciate that very much. Thank you for the Ninjagini, by the way. Always good to have you here at CSA. Nordic Prince again with a diamond says, hail our birth and still the same. Hail our birth. Hail our birth and still the same. Thank you, Nordic Prince. Let me dunk some lemons here in the chest and we'll open that up. We'll put an extra 1,000 in there. So heads up, distributing those rewards right now. That's coming up. Otherwise, what do we have upcoming? So we have, let's see if we can do... Tuesday. We'll get back to you on that. Definitely follow. We'll update during the weekend show as well. Of course, Weekend Warrior on Sunday. But otherwise, make sure you follow our Twitter account and or our Telegram, and we'll give you information there. But probably Tuesday, we'll try to do a call-in show. I think that could be fun. And if we, for some reason, are tight for time, we'll do it a little bit. Maybe Thursday, later in the week or something like that.
Yeah.
But definitely, I think
Tuesday
next week.
Tuesday or Thursday.
So heads up on that. And obviously, as I say, Weekend Warrior up next. And then after that, as usual, No Go Zone and Flashback Friday, 5 p.m. Eastern, both of those, No Go Zone on Wednesday. Number one here on DLive is Mr. Wright. Thank you for that. William Shear, number two. Karavaki, number three. Star Pilot. I see, always see Star Pilot on the list. Thank you, Star Pilot, number four. And Gabe Lachman, I think it is. Gabe Lachman, number five. Thank you to all of you. Lucky followers. All right, I think that's it, Lana. Anything else we want to wrap up on here?
I think that is all for now.
Pack up. Have a great weekend, everybody. But again, we'll see you Sunday on redicemembers.com. Until then, take care. Much love. We'll see you guys later.
Bye.
Bye. Now, if you're new here, just want to alert you to Weekend Warrior, our exclusive show that we do at redicemembers.com each weekend. News roundup show. We talk about some of the current events, the most important stories. We have a good laugh as well. Laugh at some of the cultural Marxist absurdities. Check it out if you haven't already. An exclusive show. People love it. They tune in each weekend. They don't miss a single show. It's well produced. There really isn't anything like it on the anti-globalist movement, whatever you want to call it. So thank you so much for watching. But again, if you want more, redicemembers.com, Weekend Warrior. Check it out.